Oh shit.
Where are we dropping, boys? Welcome to episode 100 of the Praise the Game podcast.
We did it.
The Yay! Podcast that digs through the gaming trash so you don't have to.
Yeah, grunt birthday party right there.
Digging through the trash for the last time, for now.
For now.
Because this is our last episode for the foreseeable future. It's a momentous occasion because it's not only episode 100, but it is our point of going on hiatus, which is a melancholic feeling for me.
3 years. We did this for three years.
Three stinking years.
I remember the time when I thought, let's do this. We were sitting down. I was living in my first apartment in Brooklyn, and I was sitting there. We were playing Dark Souls, and I was like, you know what? We should do a podcast. And here we are 3 years later.
Pretty much. We started out playing... playing Battlefield and playing Dark Souls.
Hundy. We were on a fat hundy right now.
Yeah. Talking trash on the microphone, then talking about like deeper shit, and then we're like, hey, we're kind of podcasting. And then we decided we're going to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone doesn't know who the hell we are at this point...
Oh, shit.
I'm Pete Burrell, joined as usual by my similar-sounding brother, Andrew.
Hello.
And my not-similar-sounding other person, Nick.
Other person.
Nick Mahalsis.
Yeah. Other person.
Yeah, he did you dirty.
Resident Greek,
I
Nick Mahalsis.
I just fucked up. God damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think
you'd think after 100 episodes, I'd be more than that other person, but I guess I still
just
am.
You're just this other guy.
That's it.
There's
never
one
evolved.
More here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's the other guy.
So what are we doing for this episode, Pete?
We're doing...
You largely tailored this script and the ideas here. So
yeah, because I do everything.
That's
all
true.
The time.
Behind the scenes, Pete's been the guy.
I get fucked up
Shout
the most of anyone on this podcast, but y'all don't know.
I write
the script like every time. We're doing everything this episode.
Literally everything ever.
Basically.
No, we're doing everything ever.
Yeah, we're doing everything ever. And by that, we mean we're talking about what's loaded up, what we've been playing. What's on deck for the next year? So we just cover our bases for the rest of 2020.
Yeah.
The topic of the day, we're going to talk about PTG's top moments throughout the years. Throughout these 3 years, what are some of the funny moments, some of our favorite, some of the more touching maybe things, maybe a shout out to some of our guests, and just the
nostalgia round out.
The nostalgia round out. Then we're going to wrap up Season 2, the very long Season 2 of You Gambled, with me hosting a session and then Andrew hosting a session, because that's the math. That's how it works.
They did the math.
I'll give you a heads up with these scores. Andrew is at 83. Pete, me, I'm at 82, and Nick is at 64.
Had a rough go this
season. For this season.
Yeah.
Well, the positive for Nick is that
I get two chances.
He gets two chances to make some points up here. Yeah. So we'll see if what happens.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
I love how you guys are like the same points. It happened last season too. Can love it.
It's contentious. I like that. It's spicy. PTG Workshop. We are doing a unique workshop this time where we're going round robin, picking the points of things from a game. So
probably how it should have always been.
Probably how it should have always been. Going around talking about the genre, the graphic style, what perspective is this game. We're going to essentially Mad Libs a game.
Yeah, don't reveal what it's about yet.
Oh, okay.
Save that.
It'll be like a weird Frankensteinian blob of an animal. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. It might be trash. It might be garbage. It might be something better. We'll see. Then we are doing Battle Royale, which is the final Battle Royale between all of the winners of past Battle Royales. So everybody who survived the first dropping of onto the Battle Island of our Battle Royale, all of the characters from video games.
They made it.
We're in the final circle.
But they're in the final circle, or the circle is approaching behind them.
Rapidly.
Rapidly. So who's going to make it? Who makes the cut? Who is number one? And then finally, we're going to talk about some trash compactor news, a little bit about us, and regular news about things that are going on in the gaming world for the last time.
It's going to be a hefty one, so buckle on in. This is going to be by far our longest shit show of a talk fest.
Yeah. It's going to be a shit show for
show
sure.
Of a talk fest.
But also, you didn't mention we're going to sprinkle in the older segments that we got rid of when we updated.
The news.
We're going to do the news for one last time.
Yep.
And we're going to do story time at the end.
Yes,
well. You mentioned it, but you know we're reviving the old segments that we don't touch anymore.
Yeah.
So just so you get a little bit of everything in this episode, Pete. I'll let you dictate the order though. Okay.
Yeah, it's
you
a little fucked up
because like. In my head, topic of the day should go like last if we're going to be talking about PTG.
That should be down there with story time.
Yeah. Listen, you think that this was well organized? You'd think this is all nicely laid out?
You think we have our shit together by now?
We'll figure it out as we go. But I agree with Nick. I think we should do topic of the day.
It's
maybe
a,
last.
It's a squabble cobble hobble.
Squabble cobble.
Squabble hobble.
All right. So what's first?
We're going to talk about what's loaded up. But right. Before that,
what
for the last time? How are you boys doing?
Oh shit.
I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I feel good.
It's hot in here.
It's warm.
It's a warm day.
It's always like that. We always comment about how we feel, like, temperature-wise.
It's like, there's been multiple times throughout this February where I've been like, this is not supposed to be the temperature it is, but it is.
Yeah, in New York today, it's like mid-40s, but that's not even the warmest it's been.
No,
there were a few weeks ago that it was 55.
Like, if you're listening to this podcast and it's like 2045 and global warming and climate change has like absolutely devastated everything about mankind, just remember this. We're talking about it.
It was hot. It was hot.
So in Florida, it was like 45 degrees yesterday.
Wait, what?
It wasn't to the point that the iguanas are falling and smashing into cars. You know that it? Florida, there's iguanas?
Iguana fall.
The iguanas smash.
I don't know.
But yeah, their body temperature lowers, and then they like go into this state of like stasis.
And they fall off the trees and crunch on cars?
Yeah. It's kind of there's iguanas down. They're in this
fucked up, but it's kind of funny.
This sedated state.
That is
now if they're above water, they're fucked because they fall in. They're like, oh shit, I'm drowning, but I can't do anything.
Shit.
They fall into the road, they might get smashed. They fall into a nice patch of grace, they're fine.
Yeah. Well, such is life for the iguana.
Yeah. Depends on where you're falling. Maybe they fall in trash.
Like maybe they fall directly into a trash compactor.
Compacted iguana.
Yeah. All right. So what's loaded up?
What's loaded up?
Well, Nick, you saw the much anticipated trashed movie by us. Because going back to our prior episodes, we were talking about the Sonic movie for a while
it was necessary to talk about.
Yeah, like pre-criticism.
I was looking at the Facebook videos. Like we use some of the content that from the original trailers. Yeah, we were shitting on it a little bit. I mean, rightfully so.
All right, listen.
So the
what's
question?
The hot take? Let's hear it.
Does it deserve to be shit
okay,
on?
So Allison and I saw it opening night on Valentine's Day.
Did you dress up?
Couldn't have asked her, but she wore her Sonic hoodie. I couldn't have asked her anything more, honestly. Okay.
This is the best Valentine's Day.
It couldn't have been better. It was fucking awesome.
Was it?
It's such an enjoyable experience.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I enjoyed it much more than Detective Pikachu, and I thought Detective Pikachu was pretty good if you didn't have any expectations
going in. Yeah, it was
fun,
yeah.
So if you have no expectations going into the Sonic movie, just it's such a blast.
Yeah?
Is it just like a nostalgia trip? And then
there's just enough sprinklings of like nostalgia, but like if you just view it as a Sonic movie to its own canon, its own thing... Like, Jim Carrey's fucking vintage Jim Carrey.
Is he good?
It's ridiculous.
He's really good, Jim Carrey.
He just takes over the movie like he used to.
This is kind of a spoiler, but... So he plays Eggman. He plays Dr.
Robotnik. Yeah.
Robotnik. Does he get fat? Does he get his belly?
All right, they're setting this up to be more movies. So this is like their origin stories almost.
Oh shit.
So I won't say more than that.
Chugging donuts in the end?
Nah.
Is there a post-credit scene?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Oh shit. I don't know anything about the actual critical reception.
Everyone is in an uproar because everyone liked the Sonic movie more than Birds of Prey. The end.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you think they will actually make sequels to this?
Absolutely.
Nice.
You should go see it.
I want to see it tonight now.
Wait, who does the voice of Sonic? It's not Ryan Reynolds.
Ben Schwartz.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's that like Jewish guy. But he's got like one of those like classic like Jewish guy voices kind of.
That's not helping me.
He was in
How do you even
New
describe
Girl, right?
Classic Jewish guy voice?
What does that mean?
Well, it's not
I don't
like
know.
He's like
of,
out here like,
all
right,
Woody
my name
Allen.
Is Sonic and I'm a chutzpah. Like,
yeah, what the fuck are you talking?
Fuck?
What else was he in?
He was in New Girl, wasn't he?
New Girl?
You watched that show, right? Zooey Deschanel?
He started on College Humor, I think.
Yeah. Okay. What, you, he that, would recognize him. He's got like a little bit of like a scrunch face.
Wait, is this the guy that was in all the mumblecore movies back in the day?
The fuck?
Was he friends with like...
he may have been. I think he may have been in mumblecore movies. And Nick, are you looking up a picture? Just look up a picture.
I'm doing it right now.
So... What the fuck? Let me
we're
think
certain
about this
is the man.
This guy. You know this
that guy?
Guy.
Oh, no, never mind.
If you don't know what he looks like,
so
Google Ben
Schwartz. Fucking, what's the shit where he's with, what was
describe
the
show?
He was,
we're going to his IMDb.
With, oh, God, my brain.
He was in Parks and Rec?
Yes, he's the best
yes,
character.
He was in Parks and Rec.
Don Cooley, whatever the fuck is his name
is. He's hilarious.
Again? Yeah, Don Ralphio.
John Ralphio. Yeah, okay, so that's what
Tom's,
I know him from.
He's Tom's, like,
the
like
Jewish
sleazy.
Guy. What the fuck is wrong with you? We should just... our podcast should just be deleted, like, every episode. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Scrub it from the internet.
I don't even know if he's Jewish.
I hate you. Yeah, he does not... I don't
I'm making assumptions.
His name is Schwartz.
Listen, so you like the movie, Nick.
It was good. Go see it.
Good. I am happy for that. And I really like Jim Carrey, too, so...
Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right. Let's move
so
on.
So, a recommendation from Nick.
Pete, right. What the fuck you been playing, dude?
Hold on. Well...
No,
I want to hear Andy's opinions last.
All right, fine.
Nick has taken over. Let him.
Dreams officially launched. Dreams officially launched. There is a like promo. First of all, somebody is trying
You're
to
screaming.
Somebody is trying to make Dreams 2 within Dreams.
Oh wait, are you serious?
Yeah, they're trying to like rep. I don't know how that could possibly work. I haven't checked
that
out.
That's when your PlayStation just explodes.
Yeah. The result of that is probably like 15 frames a second.
No, you just copy 15, the recycling
that's
bin.
That's generous.
And put it in the recycling bin. And then your entire computer just
we explodes. Downloaded that and I played it for like 10 minutes.
It's a cool game. There's just so much in it. Now that it's actually out there, all these projects that people are saying, hey, like I'm waiting for beta and then we're going to do a full release are actually going forward.
Yeah.
There is a, somebody made a Ghost of Tsushima like
I
demo.
Saw that. So wait, have
played
you played it? Why is it on this list?
I played it too, actually.
I've been playing Dreams. I went back to check
it
out.
Okay, so what
finally.
Have you been doing? Just looking at other people's stuff?
Yeah, I don't create shit. I like checking other people's stuff out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's my only problem with it, and it's not like its own fault, but like so like Little Planet 2, when you made a level, or any of the Little Planet games, it's like they have a certain style, and you know that's the style. It's going to be like mostly a platformer or something because that's the game it's coming from.
Yeah.
So you kind of expect that. In Dreams, because it is such like an open platform, it's cool. You can do whatever you want, essentially, but everything kind of like looks the same art style-wise.
It really depends on how much effort you put into it. Because I've seen some
even
that
then,
are...
though, like a lot of them are just like that like really big brush stroke. And not that that's bad.
Yeah, you can see the brush strokes.
But like it's... I got a little tired of playing it. Like, I don't know, I think I may have played it like 30 minutes. The mini games are fun, but like the main experiences, you can kind of see the brushstrokes. And for me, it kind of just almost like seeing the magic behind Disney. And I just didn't want to see it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I like the small contained experiences. Yeah. Like the Van Gogh Starry Night room is nice. Just like a nice little chill little thing. But anyway, I really enjoy this for what it is. I listened to a developer interview last week. And they were just talking about how the community has exceeded expectations. They do these community game jams, which is, you know, jams are what some developers, indie developers in particular, have done to like set themselves out there and challenge themselves. So for people who are maybe just hobbyist game developers, it's a nice little platform in the same way that Little Big Planet was, where you can just kind of like flex your little bit of your creativity a little bit and just make shit. And you can have great results. Like you can manipulate it. Did you both see that image of that like full English breakfast that somebody made?
Mm-hmm.
It's shiny.
Yeah,
it's glistening. It looks delicious, and it looks like photorealistic almost.
Yeah.
So people can
there's,
really
there's
manipulate this.
Definitely possibilities, but I also did read a lot of interesting questions and criticisms regarding like. I mean, obviously, you can't pay the creators for their work.
Yeah.
Like, who owns what? It's a big question.
Yeah, we were talking about that when we first heard about it. I don't really know what the verdict is on that.
That's still just, I mean, it's the properties of Media Molecule. So weird scenario to be in.
Yeah. Other than dreams.
Still one of the most unique things that has come out in the last, like, 10 years.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the VR compatibility to eventually come in.
That'll be the time when I go back, because it's like VR, I rarely go in it, but if you're giving me an excuse to like kind of mess around and do some crazy shit, I'm down.
My hope is that when the PlayStation 5 comes out, since it's so backwards compatible and everything, first of all, they're not going to make like a Dreams 2 for right away, at least for PS5.
Nope.
No. But if the power of the PlayStation 5 allows them to not drop as many frames and make it like almost push like around 60 for all most of the games that you're playing, and just improve the experience of everything in Dreams, it'll be much easier to look at and I would be more willing to play things.
Right.
Because it was a Sonic game, like a 3D Sonic game that somebody made, but it chugs and it gets like, it's not even a VR game, but you know how there's that like kind of that fuzzy motion blur from virtual reality? That was in the regular game. It looked like you were looking at a VR screen, like somebody, you're looking at somebody playing VR. Mm. It was weird. But anyway, other than Dreams, I've been playing some Star Wars Battlefront, which is funny because I saw this meme.
Typical Pete, just playing shit. Like, you're playing garbage.
I've been exclusively playing... Nick and I had a conversation, I think, after we were talking about the Bebop...
our last workshop.
The last workshop where we were talking about a space game and just space combat. I love space combat. The original Battlefront games was some of my favorite space combat gameplay. But the combat in Star Wars Battlefront 2 was actually pretty damn good. And you get some heightened moments of like, oh, shit, like... I'm taking out two people at once, and then I got somebody on my tail, and I evade it, and I almost smash into something, but I don't.
This game almost made, in a way, one of the questions for my You Gambled.
Okay.
Which is funny to think about, considering what my topic is.
Oh, boy. Okay. I like it.
Interesting.
All right, well, I don't really want to hear you talk about Star Wars anymore, so I'm going to talk about Sekiro.
Wait,
he's got something.
Well, the other thing I've been doing is watching a Let's Play.
Yeah, so let's talk about it when I talk about
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
Okay.
So I'm further along than you are for sure, but I'm obviously not actually playing
it. So first of all, why did you choose to do that? Because you didn't want to play it?
Because I'm not good enough. Like, okay. There are certain boss battles watching this Let's Play that I'm like, I don't think that... I don't have the patience.
I don't know what it is, but coming back to this game after however many months it's been... I kick ass in it.
Really?
Yeah, I think maybe just because I came hot off Bloodborne and playing DS3 with you guys a little bit. I'm like so much better than I was at this game than I was when I first started it. You know the first general you fight?
Yeah.
First try. Really? Didn't even get hit. And that took me a half hour the first time I played the game. I was like, fuck, I keep like getting greedy, whatever. I think just because I was familiar with the dynamics
of the
fight.
Taking a break and going back to things... improves, and you may have had the same thing happen if you I mean, you haven't played this in like
it came out March 2019.
It doesn't have to take that long. I believe that if you maybe had not played for a week and come back, you may have had the same thing happen. But stepping away, especially for Soulsborne games,
I'm like, it's not that I'm speed running it, but the thing with Souls games, and it's part of the reason why I love them so much and part of the reason why our podcast is called Praise the Game and why we love it, is that whenever they're the most replayable games ever. When you go back into a Souls game, it's not going to change drastically, especially Sekiro, since it's more linear than the other ones.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that the second time being in that world, I knew where everything was already.
Mm.
Yeah.
I knew what I had to do. There was nothing as challenging as like the first 2 hours of that game, I knew everything to do. So I was just kicking ass. And I knew the order in which I wanted to go about it, too. Instead of going to the Harada estate immediately and, like, spending way too long there, I beat Genichiro first.
Yeah.
I made it through all the Snake Valley and all that shit, and I didn't waste time going
so
after
the
headless guy.
So the snake
guy.
Part is one of my favorite so far. Cool, I mean, there's more than just that, obviously, but...
So I'm up to the castle... Or what was it called? Like the
Senoku Temple?
Senpu Temple.
Senpu Temple.
Yeah.
No, are you fighting monkeys?
No. Okay. So I'm up to, I started exploring just because it opens up at a certain point.
Yeah.
After you beat Kenichiro, it gets much bigger.
Trying to think who is directly after Kenichiro.
The castle that, or the, what's it called? The big steps leading up everything right after you beat him.
With the spear guy?
The guys that are on the roof that are throwing shit at you.
Oh, the ninjas.
Yeah, what is that area called? It's like the estate, it's like the castle.
It's the main castle.
The main castle.
Yeah.
So I got there, and then I did like the side tangent of going to the Buddhist area as well.
Okay.
So I got there. So that's where I'm at. I love it. It's great. I still think my main problem with this game, and I remember talking about this when it first came out, is that the disparity between like the normal enemies and the boss fights can get like really frustrating to me.
Yeah.
Because like you ruin the majority of regular enemies unless they're ganking you like any other Souls game.
Yeah,
if you just mash R1 you're gonna kill them, like for the majority of them, right? Mm-hmm. It gets harder later on and it takes longer to do that as well. You have to block a couple times, but yeah, like the normal enemies you fuck up, and even some of the big guys.
That's a nice feeling though.
It feels great, and I think it's a cool change of pace. But then you get in a fight, and for the boss fights, and boss fights in Souls games are always longer, but it always just feels like too long. And I wish that the phases of the fights weren't, you jump on their back, you look like you murder them, and then they just have another health bar. I wish it was more dynamic with, like, the way Souls games usually are.
Yeah,
there's a cutscene, and then, oh, shit, there's a whole other phase. Like, I wish
they went heavy into, like, oh, you take out one red dot from their health, and then they have another one.
Yeah.
Where they could have just made it one health bar, which, and halfway through it, they go into a second stage. Yeah, well, talk about repetitive. So, that aspect of it, blocking is super important in the game, and then doing the visceral attack once you break their guard, because that will end a battle. It's not about just whittling their health down. That's not really feasible. It's about getting that visceral attack. But one of the things that I'm noticing watching this is, and you'll see, Andrew, there are repeat bosses.
Yeah, you told me about
that. Quite a few of them. And I'm like, why? Maybe, why not, like, reskin them more, or, like, make them them more varied? Nick, do you remember there's certain bosses that you see multiple of, and they're not even the variations on
which ones?
So like, there's the sniper people, the people with the rifles, there's that boss, there's like a scissor person.
Don't spoil it.
There's really not that many. I think Pete's exaggerating.
I've seen
the main bosses, they don't really repeat ever.
I've seen at least three so far.
Okay, well, because the repetition that I've seen so far has been the generals, and that's fine with
that.
That's
it, yeah, exactly.
Those are fine because they're like normal people.
It's not really they don't really repeat the main bosses that much.
I've seen three so far. Maybe it gets less than that, but...
I don't even think there's three. What three? I don't think there's three.
I mean,
don't
I have could, to talk. I could
can
tell
you,
you
just
after.
Stop? Yeah, thank you.
But, I mean, yeah, but then they add new things to those battles a little bit. But that's really my only main gripe.
I will say a big reason why I've gotten back into this, though, is... So, another big one of my gripes is that it doesn't have multiplayer. And for Souls games, that's always, like, my favorite thing. It's why we're doing an RP run and harkening back to our roots
in Dark Souls
PTGs.
3. Yeah.
But I've been hanging out with somebody who really loves Souls games, and so I'm playing it, and it's the first time she's watched it, so it's like a lot of fun to have somebody around.
Some pressure.
Yes, well, yeah, it's like, look, I'm not going to fuck up.
Gotta get good.
This is going to be boring if I do this boss 75 times.
Yeah.
but it's fun just like hanging out and mm-hmm. playing a Souls game, because it's just – it's lonely if you do it by yourself. It's just kind of like you're punishing yourself. Why? You know, so that's definitely been a reason why I'm playing it. It's not a game that, like, when I go home, I want to just turn on.
Yeah.
Because I always I always gear towards, like, let's play Rocket League or play something that we can all get together on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ruin Nick's night, essentially, is what I'm saying.
another part of it that I do, the combat arts, there's a lot of variety in the skills that you can get in this game. And just the skill tree is much more elaborate. Even as you go on, it keeps branching out. It's one of those games that you'll, like, get tutorial messages, like, 10 hours into it.
Yeah, that's a little annoying. I do love the Zombie Boy, the training thing. It's a very interesting game. You can tell that they made so many, concessions and, compromises with this game. They tried so many different things, and I think they got a lot of them right, but it's also, you can tell, the first attempt to maybe gear Souls games towards a maybe broader appeal. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird in that way because it doesn't. And it's like also, it's simultaneously like the hardest, most convoluted Souls game, but also the most straightforward one.
Well, the narrative is, at least I know that there's multiple endings. So I guess decisions that you make can impact how the game shapes
right,
up.
Right.
But so far, from what I've observed, it's much more obviously compared to like a Souls game. It's like, here's dialogue and here's you talking.
Yeah.
To and people,
the world
telling
very
you like
populated
what you
too.
Need to do and like how you need to what you have very clear.
It's cool. It's a cool ass
like,
game.
Sekiro
though.
Has clear goals in this game. You know.
Yeah, I like how some of the bosses look like Muppets too. Like they got these weird Muppets? Noses and faces.
Oh,
fucking weird looking animals.
Are you talking about like those demon masks?
No, all of them. If you get close, if you like slit someone's throat near the camera, it's like what the fuck? Well, who is?
Yeah, they're
what?
All a little fucked.
What
up,
happened to your mans? Yeah. There ain't zombies out here.
Yeah. My only other last gripe is that I wish Miyazaki wasn't so derivative of his own type of writing. Because all these games is like, oh, there's some sort of like infestation or some sort of like poisoning of people or some sort of thing that, oh, he's coming back. And there every time you come back, there's infected. There's dragon rot. There's some affliction that's happening to everybody and you're trying to fix it and blood is involved or some shit. You know, like it's... It's
I like that.
It's like
personally.
A reskinning of his age-old thing.
I don't necessarily see it like that. I see it as like it fits into the Soulsborne.
Well,
category.
In my brain, part of my brain wants to just think that this is like the Far East of, you know how there's like Eastern Warriors in Dark Souls? Like maybe this occurred.
Nah.
Like in the Dark Souls
I'm
universe.
Good.
You good on that?
We're good.
All right. Now. What's on deck? What's Sorry, I'm trying to keep a semi-tidy because this episode could easily be 4 hours long, and I don't know if I have it in me to talk that
We
long.
Could split it into two.
No.
No?
All right. What's on deck for the rest of the year? New Horizons is coming out next month. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to. I'm
either
done.
Of you, are either done. Of you going to play Resident Evil 3 remake?
No.
No?
I don't think I will either.
Andrew, did you beat the Resident Evil 2 remake?
No.
All right. Fuck that. Final Fantasy VII.
Cyberpunk and Last of Us and Neo 2 and Ghost of Tsushima. It's all these games. We've been talking about these games for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't care.
So
anymore.
The entirety of what's coming out the rest of this year, you said shut up and just fucking come out already?
Kinda. I'm looking forward to Final Fantasy because how could I not? Like, that's just, I would go to jail. Like,
so Nick,
I would go to jail.
But like New Horizons, I'm just so excited to get into Dang. Animal Crossing.
So that's
going.
Your most hyped of all these
Absolutely,
games.
Absolutely, 100%. I can't wait to play
Airhorn, Airhorn.
That's Nick, all I want to play.
Is Final Fantasy VII Remake naturally your most hyped game of
yes,
all these?
Yes, sir.
What would the next one be?
What the fuck?
I haven't played that one.
Probably Neo 2.
Yeah, but what about Tarkov?
No.
That one's already
Andrew
out.
Wasted time and money. Andrew bought me Tarkov and said, let's play it. We go in, the servers, he gets disconnected after like 25 minutes of playing, and then somebody sneaks up and kills both of us. And we just lose all the equipment, everything. Waste of time, waste of money.
Pete's sad.
So what you're telling me is that you're an asshole.
No, you're trash.
What the fuck?
In 2016, we were going to the mall, but actually we weren't. Andrew was going to the mall, and he said, Pete, if you come to the mall with me, just because he wanted me to go to the mall. You said, I'll buy you Dragon Age Inquisition.
Was that 2016?
Yeah, that's when the game came out. Or 2017, one of those years.
No, it was earlier than that.
2014? 2014.
Yeah, it was
maybe?
There. Yeah.
14. And you bought Dragon Age Inquisition, which I played, including all the DLCs. I'm like, thanks, yeah, I'll play this.
Yeah,
I got this.
It was a good decision. You
and
liked
then you
that
took
game.
It back, and you're never going to play it.
What you're saying is you're an asshole.
You just said that already. So I think among all, first of all, I'm excited for Neo 2. I am also excited for
Neo
2.
What about the new consoles? Anyone excited about any of it?
No. I don't think I'm going to buy one until
There's,
it's completely
necessary.
By
the end of the year, you will possibly have a brand new shiny box in your house with a new controller that you've never used before. Is that exciting to anyone? In a nostalgic way?
We all know the DS5 is going to look just like the regular DualShock.
Yeah, and they just added like a little bit.
But a little more dingusy.
Whoa, I don't want another dingus on there.
Remove the dingus.
Give me a three-pronged controller, like a Nintendo 64.
A three-pronged controller. Three-donged
Three-pronged dingus.
Hell yeah.
Last of Us 2,
what the fuck?
I don't know. I just want to watch that game. at this point.
Yeah, well, you said it on the cast like 500 times. Cyberpunk when The Last of Us came out, I watched Andrew listen, play, and it was just
what you're telling me is you're an asshole.
Because
Cyberpunk 2077 is actually my most hyped game.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
You want Keanu sausage in your mouth?
Whoa.
How's it cooked?
Well done.
Sure. Sure.
That's some crusty meat.
I mean, I like Keanu for sure.
All right. Should we get out of here?
Ghost of Tsushima. I'm good on that. I have dreams.
I just saw a gameplay of that recently. Yeah. You saw the like kind of like Batman Arkham shit where he's like up in the rafters targeting people.
Yeah, up in the rafters. I mean, I think it'll be fun and cool and all. I just don't think it'll be as like revolutionary.
No.
I'm good on as feudal any Japan. Of us thing.
It needs to come out already.
Yeah, I like the setting. I like the fact that it's during the Mongolian invasion on like an isolated island.
Mm.
That's pretty original.
It's cool. It's cool. It's chill. We all know how that story
is. It's chill. Avengers, I mean, I'll play it.
It's even, oh, you did put that on
there. I put
list.
It on there.
You're going to buy it?
I don't know.
What the fuck? No, is that one of your rent games that you're going to steal from the
rent,
library?
Maybe I'll rent it. Oh, actually, yeah, it is a little game that will be getting purchased by the library.
Exactly.
So
yeah, I see where you're at, Pete. What the
but
fuck?
But it deservedly should be bought by the library.
Scumbag.
It deservedly should be bought by the library, so fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
What you're all saying. Right.
All right, so which segment should we do next, considering we should save the topic of the day for later? I think we should do the news.
The news?
Yeah, let's go right into the news.
All
right,
let's go right into the news.
The news.
The only point that we have here is that there's a gaming podcast called Praise the Game that is shutting their doors for now. Do any of you listen to that podcast?
You know, I did for a while, and I hated it.
Why?
The hosts were idiots. Trash opinions. Just honestly sounded like garbage. And I don't even know the difference between the two brothers. When I would listen to it, they sounded the same.
Yeah, they sounded exactly the same.
They pissed me off. And they argued about dumb shit. And one of them was way dumber than the other one. I don't remember who it was, but
I think it was Crandrew.
All right.
The fuck?
And then I fucking hate Greek people. So that other guy...
Yeah, every time he opened his mouth, it was always about something Japanese related. Fucking weebs,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
He had a
waifu pillow, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
There was some shit on Twitter talking about it.
And remember that? There was that video with him with the samurai sword cutting shit in half?
Yeah, their content was whack.
What content? They didn't release anything.
they didn't
even release their episodes on time.
Honestly, it was
That's
the
why
worst.
I stopped listening.
I'm actually, the gaming sphere is better off that they don't exist anymore.
There were several times where they said the episode would come out on a Monday, and it didn't release until, like, Wednesday.
Yeah.
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 But
there are, like, multiple typos and mislinks on their website. I don't think anyone ever realized.
Yeah.
Nah, no one...
But that Anthony Hawk episode was pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only good thing they ever made.
All right. Well, rest in peace. That's the news.
That's it.
All right.
Diarrhea? New Pepto Diarrhea to the rescue. It's 3 times concentrated liquid formula coats and kills bacteria to relieve diarrhea. The leading competitor only treats symptoms. It does nothing to kill the bacteria. Treat diarrhea at its source with new Pepto Diarrhea.
Let's do the. Do you want to do You Gambled?
Yeah, I kind of want to do You Gambled.
Ooh.
Oh! Ooh, Pete, you host first.
You want me to host first?
Yeah!
Welcome to You Gamble.
Can I have
video
paper?
Game
Give me
the video game show with the stakes as high as loot boxes.
That doesn't make sense.
What's our fucking motto? Crumple that in half. I don't like that sound. Crumple that shit in half.
I want that sound.
I'm gonna keep
isolated.
I'm gonna keep your totals.
Reverbed.
So Andy, Nick. If anyone wants to know how this works, each question is worth 2 points, right?
Yeah, and then you can bet, and then you'll get double your bet, or you lose it because you suck.
Or you lose it because you suck.
Throw him a pen.
Fuck.
Dude, that was a sick throw. Like, that was the best throw I've seen in my life.
There's 4 questions that are multiple choice. Then there's a 5th bonus question that is worth 5 points. You cannot bet on that question.
And we also, guess what?
You scrambled.
Me and Pete are close in points. I have 83. Pete has 82. Nick has 64. So this is Nick's time to shine.
Yeah, I'm behind. I'm behind. I got a chance here. I'm going to have to go all in.
Go in.
We
go
knew
in.
This.
All right.
What are you doing with your phone?
Because I'm doing musical shit, boy.
Oh.
So you ready for question number one?
Kicking carrot cake.
Carrot cake. I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to give you the... I'm going to play part of the song. And then
so,
so
you don't have any question or any reference or anything. You just play the song, like that's it?
Yeah.
I'm going to play the song, and you're going to tell me which game it's from. I'm going to give you the multiple choice.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And there
start far away from the mic. Okay?
There is a theme here.
Start farther away from the mic and then play it. I own this on vinyl. You really just gonna play this for me? Tell me when you want me to stop.
I'm good. Chill, I guess.
All right. Actually, keep playing it. I love that song.
I can't play it while I'm I can't play it while I'm telling you the shit though. All
right.
So hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on.
So, are you trying to make me win this game?
A, Animal Crossing New Leaf. B, Stardew Valley. C, Night in the Woods. Or D, My Time at Portia.
All right,
scrambled eggs. Nick, what did you write?
B.
It is Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley.
Nice.
It.
A game that I've never played. Pete, you're so lucky.
I gave a hint, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you give a hint, bro?
I don't know, because it was offensively bad to me.
It was funny.
I'm betting.
It's like...
You're betting?
Should have been the reverse, right? It's like, he doesn't need you to get points, but he gave you a lob of his question that...
Yeah.
It's one of his favorite games. He's got it on vinyl.
What the fuck's wrong? Fish.
What are you thinking?
Ready for the
I
next one.
I literally covered a song from it. Next one.
What the fuck?
Is that one for Nick?
All these songs sound the same.
Is that the theme?
Okay.
I think I know that one.
I've never heard it, but...
Or maybe I bet, by the way. Nick, you didn't bet?
I did not bet.
Okay.
I don't trust him. I don't know what the Pete's doing.
A. Harvest Moon 64. B. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. C, Farmland Living 2. Or D, Harvest Moon Save the Homeland.
Can I hear it one more time?
The song?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Can you use it in a question?
Yeah. That sounds like a merry-go-round.
Okay. All right, can I get the answers again?
Yeah, hold on. A, Harvest Moon 64. B, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. C, Farmland Living 2. Or D, Harvest Moon Save the Home.
I'm annoyed at this question.
I have...
No, Angie, you bet both, right?
Literally have no idea, so I'm going to say it's Pocket Camp again.
What did you write, Andrew?
I wrote A, it's Harvest Moon 64.
Both of you got it wrong. It was Harvest Moon Save the Homeland.
See, that's why I'm angry, is you put two fucking Harvest Moons on there, and I knew it was from Harvest Moon, but I was trying to gauge which soundboard it was. I thought it was the more modern one, but I was going to kick myself by not putting the original one.
See,
I want to flip this table and crush you to death.
Here's the thing. If you remember, this was actually the Harvest Moon game that I played on PlayStation 2.
I like this game. I know this game.
It's a great game.
But I didn't know which one it was, because it's the same music, just a different one. I want to fucking kill you.
It's I don't know if it's actually the same music. Nick has 2 points. Andrew's got nothing.
I knew that. See, that's why I'm angry. You're horrible. You've always been bad at this.
No, that's where you have to challenge yourself. You have to think, does this sound modern?
Never creative.
Does this sound modern?
The worst topics.
What you're telling me is the worst effort. What you're telling me is Nick's an asshole.
I want to fucking kill you. Come on, just keep going.
Okay. All right, give me a second. I could make it too easy. Tell me when to stop.
So it's like is the audio quality because your phone's compressing this into oblivion, or is that the way the song sounds?
What I'm saying. I don't know.
Well, that's huge context clues, but
mean, this is what it sounds like. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, you just give me the choices. I've never heard this song.
Go ahead. You ready for choices?
Yep.
Okay. A, Animal Crossing New Leaf. B, Journey. C, Abzu. D, My Time at Portia.
Can you play it again?
The song?
Yeah.
Okay.
That bass. Okay.
Do you want me to give the answers again?
Yeah.
A, Animal Crossing New Leaf. B, Journey. C, Abzu. Or D, My Time at Portia. Do you have your answers, boys?
D, Portia.
It is A, Animal Crossing New Leaf.
I thought I had A.
Andrew.
Look at this. Look at it.
You did. You crossed it out.
Listen.
I thought you were trying to fuck me up.
Am I going to play a game that, first of all, I've been talking about Animal Crossing for a while. And this is kind of classic sounds from it.
I don't want to hear you speak anymore. Just do the next question.
B, I would not pick a game that I know both of you have never played. You think I'd fuck you up like that?
I'm about to fuck you both up on my shit.
All right. So no one gets it. He thinks it. Nick has
He's going to end up winning because he's so shit at this.
How am I so shit? You should have got the... Listen, you're second guessing yourself. You had it right the first time. All right. The last one. All right, fine. Maybe I'll fuck you up here, okay?
I swear to God. If
I know this too. This is angering me.
If all four of these games are games that I've never played before...
I had to fit a theme. I was fitting a theme.
Farm.
Yeah, obviously, but...
Not just farm. Don't strictly think farm.
That's such a good one. All right, go ahead. All right.
That's like a...
Okay.
Okay.
A, Farmville. B, Undertale. C, Abzu. And D, Animal Crossing City Folk.
The fuck are
they? I'm just going to write an answer.
Yeah, well, can you give me the... Can
this
you
is a game that I've mentioned before.
Can you give me the choices again?
Just Farmville. Just kill me. Just fuck
it. A, Farmville. B, Undertale. C, Abzu. D, Animal Crossing City Folk.
What was Undertale B?
Undertale was B.
Okay, that's what I'm putting.
You're putting B?
Yeah, because you said I mentioned it after I fucking wrote an answer down.
What?
It's Undertale, right?
What did you write? You wrote A, Farmville?
You gave a hint directly after... Just get me out of the segment.
It was B,
yeah,
Undertale.
I know that, now that you said I've mentioned this game before. But yeah, I had already written Farmville because I didn't give a shit anymore.
You didn't dedicate an answer to that
time.
So Nick has 4 points. Andrew has nothing.
So angry at you. I hate
Why?
This. I fucking
Why?
Hate you.
Why?
This
do
is
you
the
hate
worst
me?
You gambled ever.
So I've only... I guess you get away with that one, Pete. I've played maybe like 10 minutes of Undertale.
Listen.
Congratulations. You
listen. Context clues. I've mentioned Undertale before. You think I'd give Farmville?
Yeah, because it's the last episode and maybe you're trying to meme. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe.
Actually, though, if you didn't say that clue, I was going with Farmville. Like 100%.
I know.
I'm with Andy's line
and I was
of
about
there.
To, and I was about to just say, never mind, right, I want B. But I don't care.
I
want everyone to know how bad you are at this.
Okay.
Just give us the bonus question and stop talking.
You're going to hate me for this bonus question.
All right, play it. Or whatever it is.
It's not a musical cue, this one.
Okay.
It's fitting the theme, but I'm testing your game developer knowledge. And name the developer. There was a single developer of Stardew Valley, either by real name or the pseudonym / studio name he goes by.
I
know it.
My question here is
oh, I know it.
Between what? Me and Andy, Andy's about to catch you in the points or whatever.
Why would you do this?
You guys
question?
Are so close.
Why would you do this?
You pick
question?
The game that Andy has on vinyl. He plays it a bunch. I haven't played it once.
I thought you played it.
Where
Nick?
Is the logic? I don't.
I thought you had played
that'd
it.
That'd be like if I was losing and you wrote like a bunch of questions for Final Fantasy VII
exactly.
for me to catch up.
Like
what the
after
fuck
disc, after
is the
one.
Logic? It is the stupidest shit. Oh, you are bad at this. I'm trying to.
No, he's bad at it. It's Chucklefish. Give him the points.
No, I just left it blank. I didn't know it.
Both of us get 5 points.
No, okay? I'm leaving it blank.
It's not Chucklefish. Chucklefish was the publisher. The developer is Concerned Ape / Eric Baron. You know him.
Can I end the podcast?
You know him.
Can All right, I just press
we're,
the
we're good for now.
We're good for now. All right,
listen.
I got 4 points.
If it was so skewed towards Andrew, he would have more than zero points.
All right, you guys ready for a fun one?
He would have more than 0 points.
All right, I got 4 points, so I put me at
68. Nick, I thought you played Stardew Valley.
Dude, I've played Undertale for 10 minutes. That's the only game that you mentioned that I've ever played on this list. All right. The music's from it.
But there's, I made this list.
There's context
as we were putting the mics together to do this podcast, and it's about to shit on your entire right, you life's know, work, you know not what? Just this episode and what you just did.
So what
but
you're saying?
Anything you've ever done?
What you're saying is I'm an asshole.
I beat you at doing
you're
it in 10 minutes.
Saying
so, what you're do you want me to give you?
We don't have to talk about it.
Listen. I'll give you partial credit.
No. It's chill.
I'll give you partial credit.
Is it chill if I chill here?
It's not about the points.
You have 83
points.
If I get any score, I'm either tied or I beat you by default.
Yeah. And you're going to. Because I made a good you gambled.
I think mine was fine.
Has Tony Hawk gone insane? Tricking off a fire truck, a cop car, and freeway traffic? It's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3. With 8 massive living levels that let you trick off of everything. Choose from 13 skaters, create a skater, a skate park, even play online.
What's Tony Hawk doing on the freeway?
Front side nose grind.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3. Rated E to T.
All right, you ready for mine?
Yes.
If you didn't second guess yourself twice,
our podcast revolves around garbage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
We're the gaming podcast that digs through the gaming trash. So you don't have to.
Okay.
So this is a trash comp. This is the worst rated games every year since we started the podcast.
Oh my god! That's fucking awesome.
Okay.
Worst
now, I started at 2016. We didn't officially cast until early 2017, but gotcha. We were working on this podcast in 2016. And so I wanted to have 2016 through 2020 for all of the questions. Okay?
Yeah.
It already is better.
Pretty simple.
All right. Okay. So this game, based on a popular movie franchise, was the lowest rated game of 2016 at 30 on Metacritic.com. Ready?
That's good,
yeah.
Right?
So A is Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Okay.
B is Ghostbusters. 3 is Godzilla. And 4 is Alien Isolation.
Can you give them to me again?
Lego Star Wars Force Awakens, Ghostbusters, Godzilla, or Alien Isolation. I had a 30 on Metacritic in 2016.
I don't even know if they made a game, but
lowest.
I'm good.
Wait, give me them one more time.
Lego Star Wars Force Awakens, Ghostbusters, Godzilla, Alien Isolation.
Okay.
All right, what are your ready? Answers?
Or
I said Ghostbusters, yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, it has to be. That movie was fucking trash.
Was this the one that they had the cast come back?
No, this was so this was the one where they based it off of the female-casted movie that was horrendous.
Okay. Yeah,
It was one of the worst games that came out that year. And it's just horrendous.
Reviews
for it are hilarious.
My only hiccup was that I remembered that there was that Ghostbuster games that people love.
Yes.
That people consider the unofficial third
not
movie.
Not this one.
Yeah.
So you already won, you gambled. Because...
Yep.
This was
well,
a good
question. He could bet it all and lose it all, but I'm like, he's going to.
I'm going to bet 2 points.
Oh, shit. He's making it interesting.
Why not make it spicy? It's the last episode.
I'm also betting 2 points.
All right. All right. This one gets a little... I mean, it's all... They're, none of them are easy. It gets easier towards the end. Actually, I went in reverse order.
I'm going to lose.
No, Nick, you'll do fine. You'll do fine because actually this is geared towards you, I realized. This sports game by Maximum Games, coming from San Francisco, had a 42 on Metacritic and was the 10th worst rated game of 2017. Sometimes the worst rated games on Metacritic are like bullshit.
Yeah.
You really don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. But I chose this one because I thought it was funny as fuck. And I also tied it into some other certain things.
I think I know what it is, okay. Actually.
So it's A, Golf Story, B, Rugby 2018, C, Pro Evolution Soccer 2018, or D, NBA Playgrounds.
Oh. Can you give them to me again?
Golf Story, Rugby 2018, Pez 2018, NBA Playgrounds. Worst, 10th worst rated game of 2017. The real trash of the trash.
Oh my God. I don't know, actually. Fuck.
It had a 42 on Metacritic.
Can you give me one more time?
You're going to do this for everyone. Golf Story, Rugby 2018, Pro Evolution Soccer 2018, or NBA Playgrounds.
Ah. I don't know. I don't know it.
I don't know it.
This is stupid. I shouldn't have posed.
Did you gamble also?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went with A.
Okay.
I said Playgrounds.
No.
Neither of us.
Rugby 2018.
Rugby? See, that's a bullshit question.
No,
I don't know shit about rugby.
Neither do I, but I think it's so funny.
All right, I'm back to zero.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's hard to make these, like, objectively. I mean, I guess I could have worded the questions differently, yeah. But then it's hard because it's broad. It's not like I could have been, like, rugby. There's not, like, four rugby games that
rugby
came out.
I was going to say Pro Evolution Soccer.
No, people really like PES.
I just thought maybe they had, like, where they had, like, Assassin's Creed Unity level of, like, horrible bugs, you know? Okay. All right, so I'm down to zero again.
So we've got two more questions left, and this is going to make you guys laugh, I think.
Yeah.
So I worded it like this. Usually the worst games of the year are from smaller devs, but this Square Enix game takes the cake on Metacritic with its score of 29 in 2018.
I know what it is.
Wow.
Is it Just Cause 4, Final Fantasy VII Pocket Edition, Fear Effect Sedna, or D, Quiet Man? You need me to read these again?
I'm good.
No betting, right? You guys didn't.
Nah, you
didn't
have any points.
Oh, you guys didn't have any points.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Or D, Quiet Man.
Yeah, Quiet Man.
Yeah, it's Quiet Man.
Yeah, that, they have this, like,
remember when we saw this shit, the trailer for that on
PAX.
No, we saw it.
Or no.
We covered E3.
Yeah, it was an E3 trailer.
We were like, what is this game?
It's it's a weird bro-y, like,
that was the worst scored game on Metacritic of 2018.
All right.
So which is amazing.
I watched a little bit of a playthrough, and that it was fucking awful.
Yeah. All right. Bets.
I'm gonna bet 1 point.
Why?
Stays alive.
Because I'll either be tied with you or
keeping it spicy.
Keeping it spicy.
Well, you're doing the Jeopardy. All right. Another Square Enix banger here.
Hell yeah.
Second lowest rated game of 2019 with 37 on Metacritic.
Oh, yes.
The first game in nearly a decade in the Front Mission series. It's the only hint I could give you.
Front Mission.
Is it A, Left Alive?
Oh, I know what this
B,
is.
B, Oninaki. C, Battalion 1944. Or D, Imperial Saga Eclipse.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oof.
Can you give them to me again?
This is a real question number four. Yeah, this is like
what
really
is it?
Hard.
What was this? The question again? The actual question?
So,
Front Saga?
It was the lowest rated game of 2019.
Yeah.
Second lowest from Square Enix. First game in nearly a decade in the Front Mission series.
Okay.
So Left Alive, Oninaki, Battalion 1944, or Imperial Saga Eclipse.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. Nick, you go
is
first.
Is it A?
I wrote A as well.
It's A.
It's the one, it looks, so the artist who does the
job,
Metal Gear art.
Yes.
Did the art, and the box art looks great for this game.
Yes.
But it was like trash.
Yes.
Yeah.
37.
So I have 4 points.
Man, wouldn't it have been great if I had gotten any points from Deep's thing? Just to make it more fun.
5 points, because I bet one and I got two.
Where he would have had to actually try a little.
Yeah, right? The tension just goes right out the window.
All right, so that's my normal question. Now, here's my bonus question.
Do you hate me?
Yeah. This, so 2020, there's obviously not a lot out right now, but it's the lowest rated title on Metacritic this year so far at 49, which obviously isn't that bad considering the other numbers we've heard here. but my hint is it is a sequel or a continuation to a previous game in this list that was the worst of previous years.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to tell you what they were.
Oh, crap. Oh, that's such a good question.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
what was the first question? Like, I completely forgot.
The answer's so funny to me.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. I love it.
So it's one of the answers that we had. It's a sequel.
It was a sequel to one of these.
Fuck me. That's so funny. Oh, no.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Do I have to give you the full ass title of this?
Hold on.
I don't know if there's...
No, just do what you want to do. I'll see if you deserve 5 points or not.
Dude, I can't. My brain is already eliminated. The answer is, I don't know.
All right, I think I have it.
Take another minute, Nick.
I think I have it, but I also don't know for sure.
Okay, Pete. Nick has to think.
Yeah, I gotta think a little bit.
Just take a minute. Everyone take a breather.
I don't know the full name of it, but I can give you like the partial.
Fuck! Oh my god! I feel like if I could just... I know. I would know immediately.
I think it's a game that you were going to play, Nick.
Was I?
I think so. I don't know. I might be throwing you completely off. Just do your own brain process.
Yeah, don't listen to Pete.
Shit.
So out of the 4 years previous, it was one of the worst.
Oh my god. I don't know.
I think I don't know if this is correct or not.
It doesn't matter because I can't win anyway.
So it's like fine. But take a guess. Fuck, just take a guess.
I don't remember.
Put anything on paper.
We had the fucking rugby one.
Do you want to phone a friend and have DJ Alec give you an answer?
I don't think... Do you remember what the answer is?
What?
I also only remember the rugby answer.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So what are the answers?
It was within the last...
So what are the answers?
It was within the last couple questions.
I need an answer from DJ Allitt, and I need an answer from Pete.
We found a friend.
Well, we did.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say it until...
Just say it. Just fucking say it. Doesn't matter.
I'm not going to react.
Oninaki.
Yeah.
Allitt?
Rugby.
It was Rugby 2020 is the worst game on out this
season. Yeah, really? Guys, it just won me five.
They're fucking up with this rugby series. Because, Nick, Oninaki is a square
shit.
Game, right?
Isn't Get Oninaki, the water.
Isn't Oninaki a game that you were going to play, maybe?
Stop talking.
I looked up the...
Take this moment.
It was another Tokyo RPG Factory game. It's just like I Am Setsuna. They're like very generic. I wasn't going to play it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I thought, oh, it was like super generic and it wasn't that great.
Yeah, no. They're like 6
I didn't
out
think
of 10.
Nick
gets the 5 points.
I didn't think you hit us. Nick gets the 5
so
points.
I got
Nick
11 onto my 68.
And I had 5 total from this.
Which put me at 79. I kind of caught
79
up.
79 and I had...
It would have been... It would have been so close. For everybody.
For everybody. Five. For everybody.
Seven.
I made this in 10 minutes.
I got 87, Andrew got 83, and Nick got 79 total.
So that's the garbage of the last 4 years of us doing this bullshit.
Listen, I thought there were some weird questions there.
It was fine.
It was
it was better than your Farmville fucking...
You gave up. You gave up.
At least mine had a theme to
our
podcast.
The theme here was... My theme was chill and like farm chill games. But
it's more than just farm. Farm and chill.
Farm and chill, because Undertale's kind of chill. But you second-guessed yourself. You had 2 questions that you could have gotten right, Andrew.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
But it doesn't even matter. That's the point I'm making. Even if Andy didn't second-guess himself... Why were you trying to help him?
I wasn't. I wasn't actually deliberately trying to help him.
I just don't understand.
I thought that
I
you had more experience with these games
than
I
literally swung
understood.
And missed on every single pitch.
We're done with you. Let's move on. All right, where are we going next, boys? On the magical adventure.
Where
of
are we dropping?
I'm not actually mad at you, Pete. I'm just kidding. It was fine. It was fun. It was honestly funny that you fucked up that bad.
Did I really fuck up?
Yeah.
It's pretty lame. Yeah. All right. What else is there to do again? The workshop?
So we got to do the workshop. Oh,
mini workshop.
And we got to do topic of the day. Should we do workshop or Battle Royale?
And Battle Royale, too. Let's do Battle Royale. All
right. Battle Royale?
Let's do Battle Royale.
Let's do Battle Royale.
Ooh, it's Battle Royale. Oh, shit, motherfuckers. It's time for the final Battle Royale. The final circle. Ooh, it's Battle Royale. All right, let's try this again. It's the final circle. It's time to do the last Battle Royale. Who's going to take the cake and win the chicken dinner? Hey, stay tuned, kids. Woo!
So, I have the master list here of everybody who has survived into the last circle of Battle Royale.
Let's hear it.
Tracer from Overwatch. Big Daddy from BioShock.
Large
Kratos
father.
From God of War. Cloud from Final Fantasy VII. Tom Nook from the Animal Crossing franchise. Catchy, otherwise known as Kate Sith. Two.
You want to just go over how that happened really quick?
So, Tom Nook won the battle against Catchy, but then Catchy too.
Yeah. You kill him.
Can you just say Kate Sith? Because, Kate Sith too. Just say it like how people say it in America.
Well, we want to merc it.
We got a man.
So, Kate Sith too.
Yeah, they both technically.
Because the second one showed
and
up.
Who else said it?
It was a placebo. No, that's not it. Then we have the Halo Spartans, a squad of Halo Spartans. Which, side note, we fucked up because we did Halo Spartans.
I wish
versus
this list was on our script because I need to like think about it as we go.
You should. Nick has been writing them down.
I was going to write them, but I didn't.
I can give it to you. We had Halo Spartans versus Jedi in a recent battle royale without realizing that we had Halo Spartans against Destiny Guardians, like in like the second or third battle royale. So Halo Spartans are on here, a squad, a PUBG squad, a squad of PUBG soldiers.
That's
people.
So funny.
Yeah.
John Marston from the Red Dead Redemption games. Geralt of Rivia, the Witcher.
Wow.
Toss a coin to your Witcher. And then Sora and with his squad of Donald and Goofy.
I love how we use the word
Spartans.
We use squad like 9 times.
Got squad.
Can you go over it really quickly one more time?
All right. Tracer from Overwatch.
Oh, that's what I'm missing.
You don't have to say which games. Just
Big
say
Daddy.
Your names. Yep.
Kratos. Mm-hmm. You good, Andrew? Cloud.
All right. No, that's what I missed too.
Tom Nook, the crook. Kate Sith, 2. Halo Spartans.
Okay.
PUBG squad, John Marston, Geralt of Rivia, and Sora with his squad.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so
Nick knows where we're going.
Yeah.
Do we want to make a tier list?
No. That's too long.
We're jumping in.
Bring us in.
What happens? Who are the weak links? Who are the weakest links that get crunched immediately?
John Marston, Deadeyes, Sora, and his squad.
Really?
Immediately.
You think
just
so?
Sora, this little boy, and a dog and his duck are dead. Immediately, bullets to the head.
It's and then dude. And then John Marston goes up and skins Goofy, and he's like, ah, it smells like shit.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
That's it. That's how it starts.
Sora's out.
That's amazing.
Deadeye encountered.
He gets dead-eyed, and then the animals get skinned.
But he drains his fuel there. He's a drained man.
Yeah, he's out of Deadeye after that.
He's out of Deadeye. So now he's just a regular old man.
He's a drained man.
So
I don't like the sound of that.
So what happens to John Marston after he becomes a drained man, a husk of his former self?
I don't know. Like, wait. So, like, let's set the scene.
Does the PUBG squad
Let's set the scene a little bit more. Okay.
Okay.
Listen, we're here to storytellers.
Okay. What's the story?
All right. So this has been an island they've been fighting on. We've been creating various different like locales, mini maps, if you will, for each fight.
Okay.
Where are they getting together for this final? Like, where's the final circle happening? Severny?
It's the Cell Games Arena from Dragon Ball Z.
Damn.
Oh, my God, yes.
What movie was it where there was a bunch of famous... No, there was like a YouTube video with a bunch of famous game characters fighting each other in like a big pit.
Well, we don't want to copy anyone else. How about we just figure it out for ourselves?
So it's not like a Colosseum.
A Colosseum.
You want to be a place where there can be cover for people and hiding spots and stuff too, right?
I don't want anything. I just want you to be creative.
Do you want it to be like an urban jungle type situation?
Ooh, I have a good idea.
Yeah.
My Hero Academia training zone. with all different rescue areas. We never did.
But there's,
we never did an anime one.
So the without the rescue part, it's like a
yeah,
city?
Like, you know how there's like a water area? And then there's like a rock tumble, yeah, and then there's a city.
Gotcha.
So there's a rock tumble.
So like we can place them wherever we want.
Okay.
It's kind of like there's different environments for each thing.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
Who else is the weakest link here? Because I think John Marston, once he becomes just a man, he gets fucked up.
Yeah, I feel like John Marston like goes in hot, like dicks out for Harambe, fucks Sora up, and then he immediately gets clapped. But who claps John Marston? Though?
I think the PUBG squad wipes him up like
kinda,
Sonny Corleone.
I kind of wanted to save the PUBG squad though, because they're like, if it's a PUBG squad, they're battle royale characters.
They're hiding.
They're just camping in the grace.
Yeah, they're snakes in the grace.
So we'll put them on hold for now. They're sitting in a building like crouching in a toilet bowl.
Yeah. So my opinion of this, if John Marston is gonna get smashed immediately, there's gonna be Big Daddy just drills him right through.
Large father just comes in hot. Yeah, like he's skinning the animals.
And he gets like spun around
while he's skinning.
And there's just blood all
like
over
you
the
know
place.
How the big you know how the large father arms look.
While he's skinning the animals. Oh, shit's gross. Just gets fucking
and he's just spinning around.
So
John Marston got clapped?
John Marston gets clapped.
Yeah, he's definitely 100%.
Does Tracer stand a chance against Big Daddy? Like, are we doing it like one person is going? Like, how are we?
Well, there's little fights.
Bro.
It's a free
for all. Like, could there be more in one like battle between people?
Yeah. Well, I think the PUBG squad and the Halo Spartans meet.
So they're in like a firefight between buildings.
Well, so I think the PUBG squad, like, I still want to save them for later for like a dramatic thing because they're hiding, right? They're hiding all this whole time. They're going after crates.
They're definitely hiding,
right?
Looking for weapons.
So the Halo Spartans are preoccupied trying to take out Tracer.
No. That's not where I'd go with it. I'd say maybe, I mean, who's, oh, like Cloud. What about Cloud and Kate Sith 2 teaming up?
You think they'd be like, "Yo, I remember
they're
you."
They're teaming.
So, like, Cloud and Kate Sith,
it's like Hunger
are
Games.
Teaming, and what happens is they're clapping people. Like Cloud and Kate Sith too. Who do they kill?
Who do they kill?
They have to knock.
I think they
out.
Take out the Big Daddy. Maybe.
Yeah, I think maybe like after the Big Daddy's like busy spinning around John Marston, turning him into grinded meat, they just roll through and kind of just demolish it, right? They hack it to bits, and then Kate Sith like maybe teabags it.
Yeah.
But here's where I want to go with this. All right, so Large Father's out of contention. Here's where I want to go with this. They're teaming, right? And we got to have somebody who's not having that. Like, where the rules have to come.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you
that's
think
what I'm saying.
Maybe Geralt of Rivia would team up with Kratos for a second? Because he'd be like, listen, you're not a bad god. You're not like a demon, like a beast.
Yeah, maybe.
I think they would be the two most sensible ones here. Because Geralt has, like, he would probably like, be portaled in here, almost like he was portaled into, like, Soul Calibur. And be like, why the fuck am I here? And Kratos would also be questioning, I think, why he's there.
Yeah.
But something's going to have to piss Kratos off.
I'm not done with Cloud and Kate Sith, though.
Well, what if
because
they go
we
up
have
against
to, we,
Geralt?
I mean, so, like, we have to see a rematch between Tom Nook and Kate Sith here. Right? But at this point, Tom Nook is not looking so hot. He is alone.
I mean, he's just a fucking wreck.
He already smashed the other animal, and the animal at this point, the second one, for the sake of our battle royale, has the memories of the original Kate Sith. So he knows that Tom Nook had fed him all that furniture and exploded his rat body from early on. So he's not only wised up, but he's with Cloud. So Tom Nook sees these dudes, and he thinks to himself, I got to get revenge, but he doesn't have the means yet. So who, like, what's Tom Nook's play
here?
Oh,
my God. See, now
I think Tom Nook pairs up with Tracer.
No, I think.
Because Tracer's like, oh, hey, mate, you're fucking cute, and puts him on her back.
Nah, I don't know.
See, the reason why I don't agree with that necessarily is because Tom Nook, he's trying to get some deals going.
He's trying to find furniture.
He finds the PUBG squad hiding, also trying to go through furniture.
There it is.
They team up.
They team up.
The PUBG squad.
So Tom Nook
sells them armor.
So no. You see, yes, Tom Nook. So you know how like sometimes players in PUBG will like sit in buildings and give people gear. It's like a meme. It's like a shitty like cheating thing.
Yeah.
Right. That's what Tom Nook ends up doing with the PUBG squad. They link up. Tom
does
Nook,
he hang out
he might
on
be
one
chonky.
Of their backs like Yoda?
He might be a hefty chonky boy, and he might be wearing an apron, but he's still a goddamn raccoon, right? He's nimble. He knows how to get in and out of places. He has thumbs, and that's weird for his type of animal.
Yeah.
So He's with the PUBG squad, and they not only see him as a valuable ally, but they also know that he's useful. They yeah. use him as a scout so that they can remain hidden.
So he goes out with his little coon rat body?
So I think what Tom Nook's play here is that he's going out to figure out what to do against Cloud and Kate Sith. And
okay.
The PUBG squad is locking him down. They've got M24s, maybe an AWP, just like gunned down on them.
Onto Cloud and Kate Sith?
Yeah, like maybe Tom Nook is being the guy.
Cloud's
like,
real powerful.
He is real powerful. He can summon gods.
I don't think a regular old gun can take down Cloud.
He doesn't know.
He gets shot multiple times in the game.
Yeah, he does. And yeah. like falls off buildings.
yeah. But it makes sense. So you got four people AWPs. Okay, yeah. I like that.
They'll clap him.
Just before we proceed here, I am curious. Did Big Daddy get taken out by Cloud and Kate Sith?
He did.
Yeah, he got clapped.
So Big Daddy's
sure.
out.
He got clapped.
He got clapped because he's a slow
boy.
So
all that remains...
He's grinding up the meat, the drained meat of John Marston.
The only people that remain thus far are Tracer, Geralt, the Spartans, Cloud and Kate Sith duo, and PUBG and Tom Nook duo.
Yeah, so what the fuck is Tracer, Kratos, Geralt, and the Spartans doing?
So they're kind of lone wolves.
I don't think that Geralt and Kratos would want to necessarily fight each other.
But I think they'd have to.
So you're saying they would team up versus Tracer and who am I missing? And the Spartans?
I don't know. I don't
think
Tracer
teams up with
anyone. There
doesn't have to be that many more teaming up. Yeah, I think Tracer's a lone wolf here. I think Geralt's also a lone wolf. And I think Geralt's main thing here is that he's trying to kill Tom Nook because he's a beast.
He senses that he's actually like a demon on the
It's like,
side.
We know, we get it, you're an animal, but you're also like speaking and you have property and you give out loans.
So let me ask you something.
So if Geralt is not having it with Tom Nook.
If Geralt comes up upon the PUBG squad, like, how is he against guns?
So this is how I see it happening, but I don't want to dominate this, right?
Okay.
I'm just going with it. Basically, I see Tom Nook rolling up. He's about to give the PUBG squad the line of sight to clap Cloud and Kate Sith without them realizing. They're kind of skulking.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of figuring it out, and the PUBG squad's got shots lined up. All of a sudden, Geralt just big dicks off a building and fucking beheads Tom Nook, like claps him.
His priority target amongst the PUBG people is Tom Nook.
Yeah. Well, because the PUBG people are in the grace.
Does Kate Sith and Cloud, like, are they near enough to know this? Because they're pinned down by
They're
the
near
PUBG
enough
squad.
To know it, and I think what happens...
So Geralt takes advantage of their distraction.
No, they're not pinned down. They haven't fired a shot yet.
I thought the PUBG squad was firing at Tom.
They're not firing yet. They're lining up a shot by getting Tom Nook to scout and give them the lines of sight.
Yeah.
Okay, so Geralt claps Tom Nook, finally gets his animal kill that he needed,
mm-hmm.
and then the PUBG squad immediately changes target over to Geralt, and they start shooting at him, which alerts Tom Nook. I mean, Cloud
and
Kate Sith to dip out of there. So Tom Nook never gets his revenge. He gets clapped.
He gets fucking...
By fucking PUBG
raccoon.
Players.
He gets fucking...
No, by Geralt.
By Geralt.
Shut up.
Okay?
Chokehold.
He got chokehold the weasel. Choke slam the weasel. Yeah, grabs
so
him by the neck and just...
Yeah.
PUBG squad is alone again.
They dip out after Geralt comes in like dick a swinging.
Yeah. They dip out, dick swung.
Yeah, but if you're a man with like a gun... Do they dip out because they don't want...
They probably can't see him. They probably can't see Geralt. They're on comms and they're like, "What the fuck, Tom? You good, bro?" And
yeah, they
you
like,
just, you're like
yeah,
then
they're
dying,
like spread out. They're kind of yeah. Tom Nook's on comms, getting crunched. Like,
so Cloud and Kate sit. They vanish into the dark.
Okay.
The PUBG squad are now
PUBG squad
full
is
on
alone.
Lighting up Geralt.
They're trying to go after Geralt.
They're
yep.
trying to clap him, but Geralt is swift and handsome. And he's got...
They're not supernatural or anything, though. Like, he doesn't have...
Toss a coin to your penis.
Toss a coin to your witcher. Does he use some magic capabilities?
He's got to use the shield.
I think this is the end. Like, for me, this is the end of, like, this scenario. Like, they break up now. And, like, we're moving on to other people.
Gotcha.
We gotta have something happening between Kratos... We gotta have Kratos... The Spartans and Tracer kind of get involved now because they've been largely silent in the last
well,
big battle.
I think Tracer against the Halo Spartans is kind of interesting.
I think what might, so that's cool, but I also think the idea of Tracer hearing the gunshots going off and then rolls up and then drops her bomb directly on the asses of the entire PUBG squad, like literally drops it on their frying pan.
Yeah,
asses,
like they
and just blows them up and dips out.
They did a bad thing. They grouped up too close
and they were too loud. They didn't have silencers.
They didn't have silencers.
Yeah, shooting, are you guys with that?
Shooting that girl was the wrong move.
It was wrong. Yeah, so they chose revenge and they started firing without telling their squad. So she, and they immediately get pulse bombed by a Tracer.
She rolls in, drops the shit. Geralt doesn't even know what happens because she rewinds after that.
PUBG squad's out of the picture.
PUBG squad's out of the
picture. They got
lit up. And then Tracer disappears into
Tracer
the mist.
Disappears. She's out. But she laughs.
But she laughs.
You just hear it echoing.
She goes, cheers, doves. And then they go,
yeah, exactly. In the meantime, Kratos has been lone wolfing, just skulking around the battlefield, right? Just hearing explosions and gunshots.
Looking still, for his child.
He's mostly just an angry dad, right?
Yeah.
He's one of, you know what? There's a lot of dads on this.
Yeah, a lot of large fathers.
There's no more fathers here anymore, I don't think. Except for Kratos.
Yeah, he's a father.
Yeah, Kratos. Geralt, he might be a dad of many children. Actually, can witchers have kids?
No, they're sterile.
They're sterile. Yeah. Okay, never mind. He's not a large father.
So Kratos is out here just like, boy. Does Kratos have boy with him?
No.
We never said that
in
the fight.
I don't think he did.
Okay. So where's this going from here?
Okay. I think Geralt should face against Kratos.
You really want that matchup, huh?
Yeah. I'm very curious.
I was either thinking that or Kratos fights Cloud and Kate Sith as they're dipping out.
I think
out.
Ultimately that's where it might end up, but...
Oh, so yeah, I would definitely say if Kratos did fight Geralt, Kratos has his hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Geralt takes down monsters and stuff, but at the end of the day, he is just a man. He's got like very good regenerative abilities and stuff like that. But his sword against the axe of Kratos, I don't think he can compare to that.
Who attacks first there? Geralt and Kratos?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm trying to think of scenarios, you know? Like in my head, mm-hmm. this entire battle royale is like picturing like one event to another as opposed to now these people are fighting.
Yeah.
And in my head, Kratos has not seen anybody yet. But now Cloud and Kate Sith too are running. They're out. They come out of an alleyway, and they suddenly just make eye contact with Kratos, and they just stand there for a second. They're like, "Why? Like, what's going on here?" I think Cloud and Kratos is a sick fight.
I do
because
think so.
Cloud can summon gods, and Kratos is a god, right? So he's fucking. So he's using summons here.
Yeah.
In this fight. And that makes it dope because fucking Kratos knows how to fight gods.
Yeah.
And so it just becomes this epic ass, big ass battle.
I think they fight to a standstill. Kate Sith gets crunched.
Oh, I'm thinking actually that because you're thinking about Kate Sith. I think Geralt's new target now is the Wampus.
Yeah, it's definitely the
Wampus. It's got to be the Wampus.
Yeah, Geralt's
he's
right?
like, what is
the
this
Wampus?
Creature?
He's like, what the fuck? Okay, I killed one sentient animal. I got to go after the second one.
Exactly.
So is Kratos fighting Cloud and Kate Sith right now, though?
Yes.
But just Cloud by himself, I would say.
Wampus gets taken out.
I would say that Geralt sneaks up on the Wampus, and they're having their own fight.
I think Kratos kills the god summons and actually beats Cloud. Personally.
I think for narrative reasons...
Nick, if you're not okay with that, I gotta think.
If Kratos is the last tier, I think Kratos versus Cloud is the most interesting matchup.
I just imagine... We're not there yet, bro.
I know.
I just imagine Kratos just ripping somebody's... Like, ripping these summons, like... Hahmet or whatever the fuck, like all these.
Yeah,
all the
well, he has killed gods before.
He's crunching the summons, and that doesn't even happen in any other Final Fantasy. Like these summons are like LP and moves, and Kratos is making work of them.
I think they fight to a point that it seems like Kratos is going to kill Cloud, but after Geralt disposes of Kate Sith, he enters the fray here.
Yeah,
he tries to take advantage of it.
Kills the Wampus.
Yeah,
I think so. For me, Kratos kills the gods. I don't know if that means necessarily Cloud gets killed, but I think
Cloud backs off because he feels like he's not going
to
win.
Geralt needs to get involved here.
Yeah. So the focus goes on to Geralt.
You know what? Maybe everyone gets involved here. I think maybe this is like a big, almost final circle, crazy experience because ultimately it's gods versus gods.
Yeah.
We've got Geralt trying to kill Kate Sith. The Spartans haven't been involved, but they're moving in and just staying orderly, and they realize this giant epic battle happening that they have to partake in.
Yeah.
And Tracer also doesn't really have anywhere left to go. She's sprinting inside and outside of the circle that's poisoning her, and she's like got no health left. She already used her regen to gain some health back after being outside of the circle for too long. I think they all converge. And I think there's a lightning storm happening over the top of a mountain while fucking Kratos and Cloud's God summons fight.
There's like explosions all over the place.
It's essentially like, imagine, what's the fucking movie, the Disney movie with the gods?
Hercules.
Imagine Hercules like the Titans.
Oh, yeah. I guess
that's happening.
I think in this big, in this big battle, some of the pressure comes off Cloud when he's on the ropes by Geralt.
Yeah.
But then it becomes like pretty much a three-way battle of the who I think are the strongest here, Kratos, Cloud, and Geralt.
It's not about realism, though.
It becomes a free-for-all. All right.
But it is a free-for-all. I think so, the Hill of Spartans have a hard time.
This is what happens next, then. Everyone's kind of getting pushed to the middle. Haven't seen the Spartans in a while, and the reason why we haven't is because they were looking for a warthog.
Oh,
all four of them jump into a warthog.
Goss Cannon or Reg?
Just Reg's ass warthog. They come flying over the mountainside, and they just flip and tumble, and they just splatter Geralt by accident.
And then it explodes and they all die. Does it explode?
I love it.
They all die?
It has to. Well, Geralt uses like the magic force push that he's got, and it doesn't do anything, and everyone just explodes.
And you just hear like, bang, bang.
So Halo Spartans explodes. And Geralt are out.
Halo Spartans flip a warthog into Geralt of Rivia and explode in a dramatic fucking triumph.
Okay.
So that leaves Kratos still fighting the gods, and Tracer comes through. What's she got
Does Tracer team up with Cloud at all?
I was going to say, you know what, Nick? In an alternate version of that, I was going to say it would have been funny if like Tracer just teleports and says, hello, love, and then just gets run over. And she just gets clapped immediately.
I was thinking that too. Like she accidentally gets run over by the warthog.
She rewinds into the warthog.
Yeah, exactly. Like she just gets absolutely demolished.
Like she fucked up her rewind.
Then Geralt would be left to still try and fight Kate Sith. But well, let's just stay with your original.
No, Kate Sith already was killed by Geralt.
Geralt killed the Wumpus for sure.
Yeah, the Wumpus is
dead. Oh, okay.
He tracked the Wumpus.
So now we're down to Kratos, Cloud, and Tracer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think Tracer has any? I mean, she can rewind, but like, she's got her guns. Is she focusing fire on one of them? Like, does she try to focus on Kratos because she feels that he's momentarily the biggest threat?
I mean, she's like, her purpose is like in Overwatch is just to be a nuisance. I think she's just fucking shooting at both of them.
So they're both super distracted.
She's circling around them like brr, 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 as they're like fighting in these giant god forms.
The thing that we haven't addressed.
Kratos and Cloud.
Is that the Wumpus isn't the only part of Kate Sith.
Oh, the cat? You're saying the cat's
still alive? The cat itself is still part of Kate Sith.
So cat
Tracer is distracting both of them.
Yeah.
Where are you going with that?
And
you got something.
Kate Sith is sneaking up. Who does Kate Sith target? Does Kate Sith betray Cloud?
I don't think Kate Sith does anything here. I think the cat realizes it's got to chill.
Yeah, so the cat,
try and cop an easy last kill.
I get what you mean, Pete. So the cat's trying to get an easy last kill on Tracer, trying to sneak up.
Yeah. No, not even on Tracer. It's just the distractive nature of Tracer is giving this opening.
Well, either way, if she's going after Kratos, or it's going after Cloud,
you think
doesn't matter.
This cat can kill Kratos.
But this cat's skulking in, and just by accident, like a god punches a mountain and misses and just crushes this cat.
This cat gets crunched.
Just immediately crunched.
This cat gets crunched. We got to get this animal out of here.
Alternatively,
come on.
The cat sneaks up on Kratos. And does that thing where you like hit somebody on both sides of the ears and makes their head ring. There's a little cat paws that goes, and Kratos is like, oh shit, what the fuck? And in that opening, Cloud stabs Kratos through the stomach.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you think Cloud's weapon
I think the fact that he has, I absolutely think so. And I also think that Kratos is at a disadvantage because he's one person, and Cloud is using summons. So he has the advantage of basically being two people.
Yeah, he's not getting winded while Kratos is. Yeah.
So now,
I can see that.
Now Kratos like almost crunched Kate's cat body, but the cat body persevered because cats have 9 lives, first of all. Second of all, this animal... The perseverance. So he gets his head whammied, and he gets stabbed in the stomach.
I know exactly
Does Kratos die from this?
So basically what happens, it's all in one swift motion. It happens so quickly that we can't even process it. Kratos is fighting one of the gods that Cloud, or multiple, that has summoned. Kate Sith sneaks up. smashes Kratos' ears. Kratos reacts, goes like, "Bah!" and the cat falls down, and it falls down off the height of where it
is. This is in slow motion.
In slow motion, the cat hits the ground at the moment Tracer is speeding by, and she trips over it and eats shit so hard that it just crunches her body into oblivion. Like she's literally going.
He's like an
she's
android.
Going so fast that she can't process any items other than dirt on the floor.
Yeah,
and she literally trips over Kate Sith, which immediately pulverizes him into oblivion. Yeah. Like Kate Sith, like literally just. Red mists. You just see a red mist, and then you see like, and she just smashes. Just goes like,
she just literally skids across the ground.
Skids across the ground and just like dismembers. She doesn't exist.
Ever see a cheese grater? It's like that, just for like a mile in one direction.
And as that happens, Cloud finds his opening, jumps up, and fucking guts Kratos.
And guts Kratos.
He just goes right in with the sword. Oh, I think Cloud wins this battle royale.
And then using Ifrit as a summon takes that opportunity to blaze that boy.
Yeah.
420. That's how blaze I see it. That
I,
man.
I know Nick would be happy with this result.
Yeah.
I would also
be happy with this result too. Now, I think it's dank.
I mean, that was pretty realistic.
I don't think Kratos would like 100% die, but he's getting sent to like.
He's mostly crunched. He's
what's
back
the, like,
to Hades.
Hell? What's the hell? HEL? Like, he goes to Hades.
Well, we're not putting him in the
He doesn't legitimately die, but his corporeal form for the moment gets crunched. So using what, that beautiful blade.
So here's the most important question of all.
Okay.
Cloud won Battle Royale.
Cloud won Battle Royale.
What happens?
He gets a chicken dinner.
All right, so the winner chicken dinner would have popped up normally, but Kratos reported him for cheating. For teaming with Kate Sith, and he got banned.
Now, what happens? No, here's what happens. I love where this is going. We have a winner. The lights come on. It's like the Truman Show. It's all been a stage. It's all been the island. It's
who
us.
Who walks
the
out?
Cheers.
Who walks out? Kate Ninja. Sith 3.
Nope. Ninja. Ninja comes out. And he's on the stage, and he's got blue hair, he's carrying a Red Bull, and Marshmello's DJing in the background. And there's there's a bunch of people around a circular arena.
And this
arena.
Is also like...
There's a bunch of people around a circular arena dabbing and doing Fortnite.
Oh, no.
And they come out, and they make the verdict. Cloud has been disqualified for teaming. And so they kill him on the spot. And what happens? Exactly what you just said.
Kate Sith 3.
Kate Sith 3 walks out.
Yeah, that's it.
He says, hey, I'm Kate Sith 3.
That's the end.
That's the end.
How does Ninja kill Cloud?
I'm your new champion.
He rages on him like he used to.
His chat just rips Cloud apart.
Yeah.
They're just...
They
what
say
happens
hurtful
is,
things.
What happens is Final Fantasy VII Remake is trash, so the internet rips it apart, and with it, Cloud
gets undone. He gets completely undone as a character in the history of video games. Yes.
His fabric just unfolds.
Exactly.
His critical reception as a person is in the negative. And so he ceases to be
the
relevant.
The Halo Spartans never teabagged anyone.
Yeah, but if we did that too, that means that Kate Sith is the same thing. Kate Sith would also unravel. So Kate Sith 3 can't be the winner either.
Who killed the Spartans?
They exploded themselves when they flipped over the wrong horse.
They never got a good teabag in.
No, they didn't.
It doesn't. You know how it says like such and such has died.
Yeah.
Instead of such and such has killed such and such. All the Halo Spartans have just died.
Died.
Like or whatever it is when it means you accidentally killed yourself.
So
in a game.
If Cloud is banned for teaming, then that means so is Kate Sith. So Kate Sith 3 can't win.
Kate Sith 3 is its own thing.
Its own entity. It doesn't count. Only Kate Sith 2.
Kate Sith 3 is like the new champion that they just decide and create.
Wow.
Okay, that's it. Kate Sith.
Realistically.
Kate Sith 3 is throned by Ninja and the Fortnite mob.
I mean, that's the story.
They all dab and lights go out.
Realistically, among these battles, Cloud has won. But Kate Sith 3 rules.
Yeah.
I think.
If it wasn't for Kate Sith. Cloud would never have won.
We just triggered Ari and John into oblivion. And everyone who's played Kate's, Final Fantasy VII.
Kate Sith 3 won PTG.
No, you know what happens? First of all,
what happens is
Robo comes out.
No!
And he spoils,
Robo from Chrono Trigger.
Robo comes out from Chrono Trigger and he spoils Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh
That's what happens.
I'm fucking dying. Oh, that's going to be Battle
and
Royale.
And then he deletes his Facebook.
That's what I was about to say. Good job.
Oh, I'm crying.
That's what happens.
All right. So I think that was a great last Battle Royale.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Cloud.
All right. So we have two segments left to do. We have the PTG Workshop, and then we have the battle, the Trash Compactor. Sorry. We have three segments left to do. We have the PTG Workshop, the Trash Compactor, and
the topic of the day.
So I have a lot to talk about left. And then we have story time.
Do you want to pause for a second so I can go pee?
All right, we're going to take a quick break, quick commercial break. Enjoy yourselves. We'll be right back.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Get off the buoy!
That's Lance, the lifeguard. He sees everything. Can he see why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
It's got, dandelions?
Dude, there's cinnamon sugar swirls in every bite. Mmm. A tasty part of this balanced breakfast.
I see that.
Right.
No running.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Taste you can see.
Can we build it? You better fucking believe it. It's PTG's Workshop, boy. Yeah.
Hello.
Are we back?
We're rolling.
Oh, shit.
All right. Pete, so I'll explain quickly actually what we're doing here. Hold on. It's good with my microphone.
He needs to settle his rat body a little bit.
All right, listen up. PTG so workshop. we're going to do the PTG workshop like we always do, but we changed it up, and it's probably honestly better this way. Pete made a list of 10 different things that will help define this game, and we have a base theme. And we're going to expand on it. So the base theme of this game, in fitting with our podcast and the episode itself, is trash.
Trash garbage?
Trash in all forms. We're not here to discriminate between different types of trash.
The sewer?
It's honestly, it's trash. It's trash garbage.
Gutter?
It's dumpster fires. It's, you know, like any sort of...
The subway in New York City?
It's the whole whole state of New Jersey.
Basically.
The entire state of New Jersey.
It's anything and everything that has to do with trash. The sewer, like garbage. Just like
that,
it's floating
trash continent out in the ocean?
Yes.
That's the one.
That. So that's the theme of the game. That's like that's what the game's going to be about. We have several other things, 10 things there. And I'm going to do a random number generator. Pete, you're going to go first.
Okay.
And we're going to go round robin clockwise until we define all these things. Pete, write them next to it. And then we're going to discuss what kind of game it's going to be. Ready?
So what is the first one?
Number two.
Okay. Number two is the perspective of the game. So like third person. First person, third person, like over the shoulder, I guess. I don't know, like above. I'm gonna go
shoot them up, like or no, that's a genre.
I'm gonna go with this is top down.
What do you mean isometric?
It's isometric.
Okay. Isometric is different from top down. But
yeah, that's very different.
I mean, like
so top down is Miami. What's it called?
Hotline Miami,
and isometric is Diablo.
I'm gonna go with isometric.
Okay. Isometric trash game.
Isometric.
Nick, you ready?
Sure. This is kind of funny.
Number five.
Number five is the protagonist. Who is the protagonist of this game?
All right, the protagonist. Oh, that's an important one.
This is so
trash
important.
Man John. Okay. The protagonist is you are a garbage bag.
A
lonely garbage bag. It's filled with trash.
Garbage bag full of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What kind of trash are you full?
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Like, is it like Katamari? Are we filling up with trash? Yeah, that's like there. That's like.
You see where I'm going?
I see where he's going. Yeah. With it. So like that's it. We're picking up on each other's shit.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
So it's an isometric trash bag.
Trash game. And it's
I got
trash,
number seven. Pete.
Number seven is the final boss.
Okay. Wow. This is a huge one. Nick, do we want to collab on this? Since you clearly had somewhere you were going with
it. I had one, yeah. My idea was going to be like a garbage truck.
Or like a sanitation
garbage
worker.
Garbage truck's good.
There's
definitely a level where it's in a sanitation like building. But I think the final boss, it either needs to be a dumpster or a trash
vehicle. What about like Mr. Clean with the squeaky clean head?
Oh, you're trying to go the opposite direction.
I see what you're saying.
Where he's, oh.
I like that.
See, idea. I was approaching it from like a, I like a hierarchy, like as you get more trash.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you're right. The antiquity.
Are you garbage fighting the purity of the world?
That's no, the thing. It's a garbage truck trying to get rid of the trash. And this guy just wants to be free.
Oh.
So it's garbage, a garbage truck, and there are garbage.
They combine both ideas.
Yeah. So there's a garbage truck. The final boss that's been lurking and trying to kill you and like take care of you the entire time is the garbage truck to get rid of you and cleanse the world of trash. But they don't want, we don't want that. Okay.
Okay.
And it's isometric. And the last boss also has like garbage men that come out and try and throw you into the vehicle.
Okay.
All right. So far that's
the garbage
that.
Men are like the ads in the battle. Yeah. They're basically. Like the additional enemies.
Basically.
That's so funny.
So that was seven garbage truck.
Pete, you got number three.
Truck. That is the setting. I'm going to say this is like a... let me think a second.
If you say post-apocalypse, I'm going to fucking flip this table.
No, no, no. It's New Jersey.
Just New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
New Jersey, but like in parentheses... The whole state.
Okay, well, like, yeah, so...
We travel in
I'm
and
I'm kind of assuming, like you start in, like, Cliffs of Dover area, and then you start moving, like, towards Newark, and it's, like,
you're gonna be on the Jersey
trash.
Shore at one point. There's, like,
yeah,
a,
okay.
there's, like, a
oh,
snooki.
That's
like
a special kind of trash.
Like
I love it.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
A snooki
oh, yeah.
rat person.
Oh, my God.
Nick, you got 10.
What's 10?
10 is... Platform. What platform is this releasing on?
Yeah, so...
I mean, this is purely on 3DS.
I was going to say PS Vita.
I was going to say it's got to be a good game on Switch.
So it's only on the 3DS.
It's only on the 3DS.
Only. Now, does it... let me just ask you, does it make use of the 3D capabilities?
Oh, definitely, dude.
Okay, yeah. So trash like...
I got trash in 3D. I love it.
Isometric 3D trash. I love it.
3D
from New Jersey.
Do we have... do you use the stylus for anything?
Oh, yeah, dude. For sure. That's how you move around.
Do you fling
trash? We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay, okay.
Pete, or I got number seven, Pete. Did we already do that?
Number seven is the final boss.
Okay.
So
I got number eight.
Number eight is the music genre.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah, this is right up your alley.
Is this like chiptune? Is it jazz? Is it metal? Is it like a Binding of Isaac style thing?
Mm. Do we want it to be good or do I want to make it worse?
Okay. What you want?
I know what I want it to be.
What do you want, bro?
So it's Jersey, right?
Yeah.
I want it to be like locale based.
Okay. Like,
so, but I guess we'll have to say
so, like
style,
house
right?
music.
Yeah. So, like when you're in the Jersey Shore, it's like, and it's like really techno-y,
so it's like
and like clubby
4x4 dance music.
It changes depending on where you are.
Four on the four.
But like, I guess overall instrumentation. Let's keep it, you know, just like straight, like synths. And synths in like 80s okay. style
80s
pads.
Synths?
Gotcha, okay.
All right, let me just change something
yeah,
a,
so
a second.
Pete, you didn't,
so
you
it's
didn't
gonna
specify
be,
a year.
It's going to be 19...
Because that would have been...
79 in Jersey.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's
I'm
great.
Down with
that's,
that.
That's good, I like it.
That fits the music too, okay? It's good.
Okay. Pete, you got four.
I got four. Four is... the graphic style and the art style.
Okay.
Remember, you're limited by the medium now.
Yeah, you're on the
3DS.
We're on
the 3DS.
Let me think. I think this should be...
Make it cel-shaded and Nick will kill you.
I think it should be cel-shaded.
Yeah, I probably on the 3DS probably should be.
I think it should be cel-shaded. It'll be fun. Like, you ever put... Remember that Adventure Time game that was on the...
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, cartoony, I think, would be fun.
Okay.
So I think
gritty.
Like a nice gritty, but to add to the flavor, it's the late 1970s in Jersey. So we want to fit that time that look too.
Yeah.
Add some purples and some like kind of like disco-y shit in there too.
Oh, we never. Okay, so wait, hold on. I want to add an 11th category, the title.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
So
that's a
four
big responsibility.
Was so cel-shaded, shaded, cartoony. Late 70s colors.
Okay.
11 is... Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right.
This segment is fun. I wish it
Nick,
wasn't the last
next.
Time we're doing it.
Yeah.
What did he get?
You got number one.
Number one is the genre.
I feel like we kind of already established, but we don't have gameplay ideas yet.
Yeah, like what's the genre here? Is it a shoot?
Is it a beat 'em up?
Well, because like the isometric almost defines a little bit, but it could be turn based. Is it turn based?
We don't know.
Is it a loop game?
I kind of like it being turn based.
Do you have a party?
Listen, it's an RPG. It's a trash party.
Yeah, it's a trash.
Do you have a party? Do you get party members?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
So is it a narrative?
So it's definitely a narrative game where.
It's
turn-based RPG. It's isometric. So narrative. You've got your party members. We'll get into it. Definitely we'll get into
based
it.
RPG.
Okay.
Okay.
I got six.
Six is the antagonist. Because we have a final boss, but we don't...
The antagonist of this game is just anyone trying to clean the trash.
But specifically...
But that's
can you
it.
Give a name to our...
I mean, you could say like New Jersey Sanitation
Department.
Yeah,
New Jersey Sanitation Department.
Jersey Sanitation Department.
Yeah.
Is this like almost...
They're the overarching boss, but in my head canon, like anyone trying to clean... Like when we go to the Jersey Shore, there's a guy like, you know, like who's on like probation who has to like clean the beach with like a spike and like take the garbage out.
Yeah.
That's an enemy.
Okay.
You know? Like those anyone like the, trying to clean.
Those are like the common
like the whole spawns. The whole game, the whole point in the game is to be trash and for trash to be accepted in the universe.
And I want seagulls.
And
to
people
be
are
an
just
enemy.
Trying. People are just trying to clean us up.
I want just we like want shitty that. Trash seagulls that are like eating the trash to be an enemy
yes.
type. Also,
okay, eight.
Eight we're is. Dead. We already did music genre.
Okay,
so what's the
10?
Ten is the console.
Seven.
Seven Damn. was the main Three. Boss. Three was the jersey, was the setting.
Four. How many are left?
There's
nine
two left. There's 9 and 11.
What?
Which do you get first?
I'm going. Nine.
Nine is it? Does it have multiplayer capability?
I mean,
it is a turn-based strategy, so I don't know if that would really work.
Yeah, and it's also on 3DS. I would go ahead and say no. I would say no.
Yeah, this is definitely a
single player
game. Yeah,
single player.
Nick,
complete with single player.
You are in charge of titling this game.
Oh. No. Doesn't it go next to me?
What?
Who was up for that one?
Went. That was you.
You just went. Oh, weren't you up?
No.
Was I up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was up. Sorry.
It's Nick.
Single dimensional.
Nick is ready.
All right. So single player for sure.
We could think of it all together.
I got it.
Okay.
It's The Legend of Trash, the New Jersey Chronicles.
New Jersey Chronicles.
NJ Chronicles.
Fuck, yes.
All right, let me go down this list
Yes.
now. So we have a narrative turn-based RPG. Would you call it a JRPG?
Yeah.
The only problem is it's based in New Jersey. It's hard to say.
It's like the Japanese interpretation of New Jersey.
I like to think that this is... this. Yeah.
So it's
like,
basically
this is a
all
Japanese
stereotypes.
Interpretation of
yes. It's almost racist.
It definitely
it's
always is racist.
Borderline racist. Yeah. It's an isometric game, so it's looking down at almost like a Diablo for the world traversal. Do we have a world map or like do we have like a bigger when it goes into
is
battle?
There a hub?
So when it goes into battle with the turn-based aspect of it, is it like Chrono Trigger where like it kind of like turns the area that you're at just turns into the battlefield.
Definitely that.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't go to like a Pokemon-esque
separate
arena
because the environment's important.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's complete turn based. It's not like a mix. You go into an arena and you're running around.
Classic RPG.
The setting is in New Jersey, the entire state in 1979.
Wow.
Right.
So I think keep going.
The style, the graphic style and the art direction is a cel-shaded cartoony game with late 70s colorations, including like maybe some disco elements and colorful trash. The things people were throwing out are like...
But like you're the ugliest part of the screen.
You're the ugliest part 100% of the screen.
100% you have to. Like,
and when when you defeat an area, it becomes less colorful. It becomes more trash-like.
Yeah, no, so here's where I was going to go
like
with...
Did you finish
the list?
Did you
just finish it?
No, I'm still going through.
Finish it.
We're going
finish
through
it, because I have ideas.
Okay. the main character is a garbage bag.
Yep.
Do we have a name for him? Garby?
Garby?
Gerald? Gerald?
Scrunch.
Scrunch?
Scrunch the garbage bag?
Yeah.
Leaky.
Leaky.
Because he's leaking.
Leaky. Okay, so that's the best thing idea, because my idea was going to be it's basically reverse Katamari Damacy. You are trying to leak trash everywhere.
You're trying to spread filth.
You're trying to spread filth, and that's the whole point. And you beat levels when you complete getting everything dirty enough.
Yeah.
I actually really want to play
like
this
game. You tip over, like, when you'll like tip over trash bins that are like full.
Yeah, but you're also leaking garbage the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to set your friends free, but you're simultaneously also, like, making garbage out of your body.
Yep, exactly. So you're fucking shit up.
But your health bar might be... So you might, like, replenish health by getting garbage, like, as you roll around, but, like, maybe your health bar is mostly dependent on you having trash in the bag.
Well, let me ask you something. Does the trash gives him life? Does he hop around like a hop?
No, he
rolls, dude. He rolls.
He rolls.
He rolls
around. And he has like one move. So like he can like basically you hold a button and he kind of like scrunches up tight where the trash isn't falling out. And then you get like a loose floppy button almost like in Octodad where the trash is flying out and you're like absorbing the trash almost like Kirby too.
So it would be the turn-based part of that, the fighting part of it would be like every time someone tries to clean it up, you get into a battle, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can, like, enemies will chase you, and you'll run into them, and there's certain points where you must, like, run into them.
Yeah, so you're, like, you're trying to dirty up the map, and then as, maybe the longer you're in battle, the more garbage they clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time you get hit, they're cleaning, essentially.
I think, like, there are portions of the map that you have to defeat the enemies. And you spread your filth almost like Splatoon. Like the area gets covered in the garbage.
Yep.
But there are these workers that unless you fight them in the battle and get or take out like they will respawn until you take out the boss. So you have to take out the boss.
Well, maybe the turn-based stuff is only like a last resort thing. Because in my head, you're just trying to spread the trash in this isometric view. And these people are trying to clean you up. And if you get attempted to be clean, like your objective is to stay away from everybody but garbage everything up as much as you can.
Do you gain experience?
So like almost like staying out of sight but fucking up the map, and then when people encounter you, that's them passively like cleaning the map.
Yeah. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you get moves that you learn that you can like fuck them up with.
So on that note, those people are the Jersey sanitation.
Not all of them.
There are other
like
the
I
main,
like the idea
the
like
main,
I said
like,
on the Jersey
antagonist
Shore Beach.
Is the sanitation.
I love the idea also that, like, we can play with the idea of what is trash. So, like, he's rolling down the Jersey Shore, and there's clubs, and there's, like, Snooki and those types of people outside, and he rolls them over and throws them out elsewhere, and it counts as filling up the map with more trash.
Yeah. Like, there are people who are trash.
And then, like, when he goes to some of the suburbs, he's in, like, Trump County, and he's, like, in Redneckville, like, soaking up their whole life and just spreading them elsewhere. Yeah. And that's also trash.
Well, that's, like, part of the movesets you learn. This is, like, different levels of trash.
Yeah. I love the idea of like the locales in this game. Mm-hmm. That's like the most fun part to me, because you got the shore, you've got like the more like rural parts of it in New Jersey, the smaller part of it like that, you've got the city, you've got like there's so much.
Also to paint the setting a little bit, like Reagan was president in 79, right? I believe so. Or was it Carter?
I don't remember.
Just the climate of the time.
I love the idea also of like the opening cutscene is a trash bag in New Jersey, which is trashy, but like he's looking across the river at New York and just seeing it steaming as a piece of shit trash pile as it is in 1979.
Yeah, because it's the 70s
and he's,
city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's like yearning to become New York City. He's yearning to complete the trashification of
New Jersey.
And
that's his call to action, his longing.
Exactly.
To become
a hero's
even
journey.
More trash.
It's like one of those camera angles where we like rise up and we see the trash bag and then like the New York City sunset with like some synth wave playing. and the sunset is just like garbage stink.
It's a
like
rags to trash story.
Exactly. I think legitimately if we had friends that could make this, this would sell.
Yeah.
100%. I think this game would do well.
So finishing the list, the main final boss is the garbage truck. Do you encounter the garbage truck a couple times in the game?
Yeah.
You see, now that we're thinking about it, I don't think the garbage truck now we've got the whole idea, I don't think the garbage truck should be the last boss anymore. It can be a recurring boss.
Yeah.
I think the turn-based thing really complicates the game, unfortunately. Like, that's the thing that keeps throwing me off, because at first I liked it, but then I started thinking of it as reverse Katamari, and now I'm kind of, like, stuck figuring out what I want that final boss to be, too.
Well, I was saying it was going to be, like a sanitation plant. Like their headquarters.
That's definitely a level. Almost like the Pokemon towers.
I'm viewing these like almost like certain locations almost as like the palaces from Persona 5 and the absurdity of the boss battles from Persona 5 too.
Yeah.
Like a ridiculous garbage truck or something like that.
I also love the idea of like during the final boss, like all the trash that you've helped free in that sanitation building is like on your side for the final
boss. They're like rising up. It's like a revolution of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like if you take away the, I mean, not, don't make it like turn based, but if you make it like, okay, so like the sanitation department headquarters is like super clean by default.
Yeah.
Like you really have to go out of your way to like flip a garbage can over to get like extra trash. Like it's really dangerous to go and do it, but you need to do it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it.
The music is 80s synth and like late 70s sort of synth with like make it like a Moog. So maybe I would include some disco in there as well.
Yeah,
but the Japanese people like disco. There's like a whole subgenre of Japanese disco. So I think it would get real into it too if it's a JRPG. This is developed by, who is it developed by?
Kojima.
Hideo Kojima in 1979.
Oh my god!
It's a Konami game. It's a Konami game coming for the 3DS. Yes.
So it's called Left Alive.
Oh no!
What was this last one? I can't
the
even
title.
Read my handwriting. No! It was. It came out. Wait.
Yeah, it's on the 3DS.
On the 3DS. What was number 9? Number 9 was... It has no multiplayer. It's single player.
Yeah, single player.
And number 11 is
number
called
11
The Trash.
The Legend of Trash.
New Jersey Chronicles.
New Jersey Chronicles.
And then maybe there could be sequels like other Chronicles.
Exactly.
Like you're leaving it open to other
like
other
he finally
areas
gets to New York and realizes that like it's not actually what it seems to be.
Because it's been like later.
Yeah.
It got cleaned up.
It's the when New York gets cleaned up in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. And then so now he's got to re-dirty it up.
Yeah. Times Square, bring it. Make Times Square.
That's a great sequel.
Make Times Square bad again.
Yeah, fuck it up.
I like it.
The fuck are we saying?
I don't know. I feel like we've like that's like the best workshop though.
It's a good trash game.
Like I wish we could go back and be like, all right, every segment we have a concept. Cool, let's run through the list round robin again and make this game.
Yeah, it's a true workshop.
We learned as we were ending.
Yeah,
for now.
Yeah,
bless you.
Bless you. All right.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Any final thoughts on that, or are we feeling good? That's
it,
right?
I'm feeling good.
All right. Is it time to move on to our final topic of the day for now?
Yes.
And then we're done with the podcast?
Well, is there trash compactor, or are we just...
Oh.
Is there anything to trash compact?
We have to. We're doing every segment of the podcast. We're going to the trash compactor.
We're going to the trash compactor. Trash compactor!
So, me and Nick were on the same page. We just want to compact things in general.
Okay.
Right now. Like, you know what really grinds my gears and deserves to be in the trash compactor?
What grinds your gears?
People in New York who just stop in the middle of the sidewalk. That grinds my gears. They need to get thrown in the compactor. That pisses me off. Listen, I'm commuting every day. I come in and out of the fucking subway. And you just, the worst thing that people do that pisses me off the most, I think, is people just stopping on the stairs of the subway in the morning. Like, you get up, they get up the stairs and they go, I'm out. And they just stop.
Yeah, that's a classic.
And I'm just like, why?
Who
does that anywhere, let alone New York?
Ari used to have this Twitter series when he used to actually be on Twitter called The Angry Commuter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he used to tweet about that. He could not stand...
Well, because Ari and I used to work in the same neighborhood.
He could not stand people on the subway when they were leaving.
The worst part of working over there, like close to Midtown, was we worked in a similar building. Your brother worked across the street from me near Rockefeller Center. And the biggest problem was that there was a Marriott there. There was a fucking hotel. So every time coming from the A or the C train, you're walking past a hotel where people just think, I'm out in New York. I'm going to stand on the sidewalk. So they wouldn't stand under the awning by the hotel. They would stand on the sidewalk waiting for an Uber or something. And going to and from work was literally going through a sea of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst. So they get thrown in the fucking compactor. That's my compactor for now.
My compactor, I have a couple things, but I really want to truly throw Facebook in the fucking trash.
Yeah, fuck Facebook.
Because Facebook is so bad.
Can we have ceremonial deletion of it? Like, can we live stream it?
Maybe.
you take a screenshot of the delete
button. We'll literally just screen capture us deleting Facebook.
It's just such a cesspool of horrible, like, fake memes that are, like political things. People who are just crazy and seeking attention making posts.
We joke all the time, like, we're deleting it. Fuck.
I mean, there are some, like, there are some good people on Facebook, but I'm so over
it. But here's the thing, though. A lot of people are like, yeah, but like, so like, I connect with people and yada, yada, yada. That's like, you know what? That's like my argument. I don't want to get into that. Never mind. I'm going to make too many people angry. No. It's like, when there are things that have certain positives, but the overarching design of them and implementation of them are not done well, then I can't see past those flaws.
Yeah.
For me personally. So when you think about Facebook and you think, oh, I'm thinking about like, oh, all these other people I still get to stay in contact with, I can't just unlearn all the shitty tactics that robot ass, what's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg has done. Not caring about honest ads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the list goes on. Honestly, fuck Facebook. That's all I have to say about
that. That's all. I also think, like, my general sense this year of excitement about most of the games is, like, that whole... Like,
yeah, I'm throwing video games.
The
gaming industry. For me, I said it last episode, so I don't want to depress anyone even more, but, like, I fuck video games right now. I'm just playing shit that's old.
I think it's just we're getting a point of stagnation with games. The next real cutting edge thing, I guess, is ray tracing and making games look better like that. But I don't need a game to look amazing. I think, and we've talked about this at length on the podcast, but the typical third person action RPG that Sony has been putting out, and Nick, you know, you really feel about this too, is like, I'm just kind of sick of seeing the same type of game come
out.
That's
why when we were talking about Ghost of Tsushima, I was just like,
it looks pretty good.
Even
but
if
like,
it did fuck off and come out already, like, I don't really, I my hype for that died immediately, like months ago.
Yeah. I don't know. I for me, it's difficult, man. Video games, it depends what you're looking for.
I mean, there's some things that are really comfortable. New Horizons. Animal Crossing coming out. Like, that's comfy. That's, like, really, like, a normal game, and I know what to expect.
This
completely.
Is a serious trash compactor.
I know what to
this
expect.
This is our first serious one.
I know. I know what to expect completely from that, but I'm fine with it. But the games that are being pushed as being almost innovative right now, they really aren't. I think the only thing that could really excite me, I guess, would be like seriously more mainstream VR stuff, but not even really.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
I don't know. I don't know what would excite me again.
We're just getting older and everything is getting more dull, and soon we're just going to end up in the grave.
The problem is, and I said this a couple episodes ago, is that like when you pay attention to games as much as we've done for the last 3 years, and you play a lot of them, and you criticize and pick apart what makes these games what they are, you notice the things that are the same between them all, right? And then it becomes like almost mundane, a lot of the elements of these games, and then it becomes a little less exciting. If I had chosen like only if I were someone who only played a few games a year rather than the like I don't know at least 10 to 15 20 I don't know games that I play each year usually, I would probably think that each of those would be more distinct and fun individually.
Yeah, well, all right. So that just brings me to an overarching thing for me personally is going on a hiatus with this podcast. I'm excited to play games when and how I want again. Not that we ever forced ourselves to do stuff, but there was an overarching pressure every 2 weeks to be like, what's loaded up? You know, we can't just talk about Rocket League every week. I do want to play this new game. And now I'm kind of excited to just treat it more as a hobby again. Yeah. I think that's exciting.
I also, but I think that could lead to being back into games again more.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to come full circle, and we're going to be like, wait, we fucked up. We got to go
wait,
back.
Wait, dude.
Like, when you take a step back and don't feel like you have to be critical of something for something, for a platform like PTG, I feel like my brain will bring up some valid points, and then we'll end up discussing and podcasting on the microphone again together, you know?
Yes. But this is the trash compactor. So, Nick, what do you want to fuck up right now?
It's funny because, like, you guys just, like, went super serious on that, and I wasn't going to, like, do something super serious.
Well, don't.
Fuck something up.
Give us some complete trash.
Fuck it up.
All right. So, first things first. Fucking Google fucking push notifications on my goddamn phone, because I just got one right then and there for no reason. That was like, just Justin Bieber have beef with this actress. Like, I don't,
what is that for?
What?
What is it from?
I never checked that all. Like, I don't, I guess I can try to find a spot where push notifications come from Google, but it's so, because I had them set for this podcast. I would get every day, it was Allison, like 4 o'clock when we're driving home, I get a push notification about the game industry. And so it's normally like a headline on GameSpot, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess Google took that as the mark to just like go ahead and just start pushing other things at random times.
No.
And it's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And to that end, on a computer, like whenever you go to a website now, it says, would you like to receive notifications from us? And if you mindlessly accidentally press yes, it's very annoying.
Oh, yeah. You got to unsubscribe.
And I get like a load of notifications, and I know I can turn them off.
Oh, my God.
Like
I can't imagine pressing yes to any of those. That would probably drive me insane. Yeah.
I try not to, but then if I'm at a work computer that I share with other people, sometimes they press yes because they don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Shit's fucking weird. The world sucks.
Here's something else that has recently been really angering me. YouTube. What gives YouTube the right to, when I'm watching a playlist that I made, decide to put a 45-minute episode of a show as a promotion for the show as an ad?
Wait a minute, a 45 minute long episode?
No, it's an ad.
Yeah, it's an ad.
But it's 45 minutes.
It's an episode of a show.
It could be anything. Like, I've gotten it for this like shampoo.
Yeah.
It was just like...
Like an infomercial.
It's an infomercial. Yeah, yeah. That's probably a better way to put it.
I've gotten in for, like, even, like, things that are respectable, like St. Jude's Hospital. It's like, here's a 15-minute, like, documentary about the hospital. I'm like, listen, I made a playlist that I like to fall asleep to when I put my TV on a timer so it goes off after, like, an hour and a half or 2 hours,
God,
right?
I can't agree more.
And I turn my controller off so that I can just put that aside and then watch some shit and then fall asleep. But so many times recently, I've had to be like, fuck, you're going to give me this 45-minute legitimate second episode of your web shitty CBS TV show on as an ad that now I have to turn my controller back on, skip the ad.
Oh. That's just like, listen, that's just like old executives. Like, you have to understand, business models in America, in this capitalism that we work in, pros and cons, it is you look at your figures from the year before and you figure out how you can make them more. Yeah. And they are running out of ideas, and it's the digital age. So literally it's just like, well, we could just play episodes while they watch. Like, that's an idea. And they're probably making money on the ad time off of that.
It's so ridiculous.
They're betting on people to press skip, but I think
or just
it
being like whatever,
flat out
watch
literally be like illegal to have an ad that's more than like 2 minutes.
Problem, like my problem with it is very similar to yours, Pete. What I do is I'll put on like a Rocket League show match.
Yeah.
And they're normally running about like 37 minutes, 40 minutes or so, because it's the best of three series, which is good.
In between ads.
So there's normally an ad right at the very middle. Yeah. And what I do is I put those on when I'm washing dishes. So I've got my gloves on already and like they're soaked, like a mid fucking dishwashing session. I still have more to go. It normally coincides pretty well with the video I'm watching. Mm-hmm. If I'm not paying attention, the next fucking 45-minute ad starts, so I gotta take the gloves off, dry my hands, get my phone back out, skip the ad just to get my gloves back in.
No.
It's the most
annoying
thing.
It's horrible, dude. It's
I hate it.
Horrible.
It's one of the reasons that I'm like kind of like I want to start a YouTube
the
channel
worst
personally,
trash.
But I hate that. Like, part of me wants me to not do it because just YouTube is kind of trash to me.
Is that it?
That's like actually should... that's actually like the main thing that I want to throw in the trash compactor because it makes me so angry. Because imagine being like about to like fall asleep, but you're like watching this nice
really
video,
pisses me
and you're
off
like,
lately.
Oh yeah, okay. And then it's like, hey, I'm Carly from CBS new show Scrindle the Grinch.
Nothing really.
Here's
angers
our 45-minute second episode.
I don't have anything that particularly pisses me off, other than the overarching like existential "I hate humanity" stuff. Which is just a general lifestyle.
Yeah, throw humanity in the trash.
We don't have to get into that either. That's it for that.
Why don't we be more optimistic?
Oh, it's the trash compactor.
And now talk about the good old times.
We're gonna go to the our final topic of the day.
Yeah, nostalgia. Topic of the day.
Here it is, bud.
All right, let me open up my little thing.
It's time for topic of the day.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
You were not prepared at all.
I'm not prepared whatsoever for this. I'm just going to go ahead and react and be and try and get laughs.
So what you're telling me is you're an asshole.
Yeah.
We've come full circle.
The answer is yes.
So, you know,
no!
I went back and in looking up, getting
did
the totals.
You do it too?
I didn't write anything down, but I have ideas.
So okay. In getting the totals for episodes for You Gambled and looking up all the Battle Royale people, I have read pretty much every description of every episode. So, like, I went through and I was like, oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, yeah, that happened. Nick, how do you want to do this? You want to just trade off things?
Yeah, go ahead. Start off.
All right. Literally, episode one, when I gave that Ark Survival Evolved story.
Oh, yeah.
With the rat people.
Classic. Who, where you got ganked and made into a sex slave.
Yeah, pretty much. I pretty much got abducted. And
that was episode one?
That was episode one.
Whoa.
So I wanted to check out my neighbor's base, because there are a lot of bases that are humongous in this game. I walked in, and they shut the gates on me. And they locked it. I couldn't get out. I'm approached by a man in a ghillie suit who was short, and he had red eyes. There were these mole people who came up to me, and they were like, oh, you're ours now. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to try to find a way out of here. I couldn't. I climbed up a ladder. I looked out the windows. I was like, oh, I guess. And they keep saying these creepy things. This fully naked man, which, I mean, he's wearing underwear. He comes up to me. He's like, follow me. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I think I'm just going to play ball. I'll go with this guy and see where this leads. So I go in. I'm like, all right, well, they shut the door after me. I entered this other room where there's this winding staircase going up into the abyss. And I follow the naked man. And they say, oh, here's this, there's this room that I'm looking in. And they say, go in. They say enter, go. And
yeah, get in there. Get.
I'm like, all right, well, there's no way I'm coming out of this if I go in here, but I don't think there's another way out. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go in this room. I go in this room. The entire thing is rainbow. It's all of the objects are different colors. There are like six vultures sitting in the room. There are three unconscious bodies, which I want. I see in the corner that there is a drum set. By the way, the door is locked behind me. There's a drum set. And then in the far corner, which I noticed a little bit later on, there's a cage with a person in it. Another thing that I want to note, there's a window here that has a direct view to my house. I can see my home. This guy sits down on the drums, starts doing this tribal music, and the rest of them pile in and they surround me. And I'm like, this is like abuse. I don't know if I feel comfortable with this. My character eventually passes out, and as I'm sitting there, when you pass out, the game vignettes in a way that it seems like you're passed out, but you can still see a little bit. The main guy, I feel like he's the main guy, comes up to me with a microfine glass, and just microfine glasses my dead body.
Magnifying glass.
Yeah, magnifying glass.
You're not making it smaller.
Yeah, I'm making it. They want to see me in a smaller dimension. They come up with a magnifying glass, and then I eventually died. So that was like right off the bat one of the funniest. Because yeah, I know it was my own story, but like that experience.
Yeah, that's a hilarious story.
It's such a good, ridiculous. It's such a good
that was actually the
story.
Inspiration for story time. It was like the initial idea behind the segment was to tell stories from within the game.
Yeah, like games that we had played. Yeah. Things that were happening.
So like that was like prime candidate. Like it never got better for that kind of story. That story was
peaked,
perfect.
We peaked in episode one.
Yeah, we really did. We've been
it was
downhill.
All downhill from there.
Yeah, for 3 years now.
Nick, you got something?
One of my favorite things that I think if you don't think about it, you might forget, is that Mikey knows Moniker. Our good friend Mikey, his whole persona online now, his name on everything is Mikey No.
Mm-hmm. And what was
and that,
that
came
from
a PTG clip.
Really?
When we were doing a heist. And oh, and Mikey yeah. got crunched in the back oh, in the back of a, of a
oh no that was Mikey I was
you,
driving
you were driving
yeah
it got, Mikey got crunched in the back of a pickup truck and his body goes limp and flies out and the scream that you have
Mikey no
wait what did he just land on Mike
Mikey
hello darkness my old friend.
People like my college friends who don't have never met him are like, "Yo, what's up, Mikey? No,
Mikey,
like,
no.
They just know."
Yeah. On that end too, when we released our PUBG going through the bunker video on YouTube, which is like of our only—it's our only successful YouTube video.
Yes,
it's our only YouTube video that is like
we have a whole bunch of videos of us streaming stuff. Maybe we should make those private for now so I don't like get fired.
Those have—I've like,
had a job. It's fine.
Those have like 10 views, but yeah. then there's this one that has like over 1,000, and it's just going through this bunker and you lit these people up. It was essentially like. Sonny Corleone from
it was
The
amazing.
Godfather.
It was so
spoilers
that was such a fun
that
one to make.
Early day PUBG.
Early days
so
PUBG.
So funny.
Yeah,
that was classic.
Early days PUBG. I look back on that game and I just think about how insanely fun it was.
Early day PUBG.
Yeah. Early day PUBG was like. Like discovering gaming again because it was like what I built my PC for. It was a whole new world of gaming for me.
I still stand by the fact that like the first time you ever get into like the last 10, nothing will ever replace the adrenaline.
Yeah, it's the most intense game I've ever played in my life.
Yeah, I remember you like sweating and you're just like having heart palpitations like, holy shit, man.
Yeah, we had an episode where we started and it was like, we literally just came off a win and like Andy was still like
adrenaline.
Breathing heavy.
Yeah,
it was adrenaline,
like,
boy.
Yeah.
We were sweating before the podcast began. So that was a tag along.
I also have some stuff.
You have some shit?
But like,
do you want to dip in there?
You know what? Maybe I'll just sprinkle it towards the end. Because here's the thing. A lot of my stuff is just like memories.
Okay.
Like,
which is fun.
Like funny things. Like maybe we won't do an audio hit. But like I just remember early on like doing the podcast in Nick's bedroom at home. And just the fucking chocolate Santa. And there was like this janky ass old chocolate Santa that
did he throw it at me?
You did. You threw it on the ground or like made a mess
as
in
like,
this carpeted
this
room.
You like crunched it.
You were like, do it. And he just like fucking like.
It was pissing me
what
off.
What did you do to it? You like smashed
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
crunched
you, like,
it.
And I think you just like hit it against the desk.
I think so.
Crunching the Santa for no reason.
This chocolate Santa pissed me off.
You just started fucking it up.
I forgot
so, like,
about that.
That was great. And I also like, I love the promo we did for the podcast for like episode one or two where Nick was slow motion just chopping. Fucking water bottles with the katana.
I went back. I watched that again. My hair was so long. God damn.
So
silly. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was the
what
long
a
hair
silly
days.
Ass video.
But so I tagged on what Nick had said. But Anthony Hawk.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say that.
Anthony Hawk as a whole.
The concept of
Can you like explain to the listeners, because this has been an inside joke for us, but I don't think anyone knows like what why it's so.
I don't even really know. I don't remember the actual story.
No, I'm saying the fact the
reason
the
why
behind the scenes. So the behind
it.
The scenes episode fact.
Okay, so this was episode 3, which came out
third episode,
which came out February 12th, 2017. Right.
Yes.
And we when you use Fireside, we put hashtags in so people can find us, tags. And I tagged Anthony Hawk and Tony Hawk and all this shit. That episode encompasses more than half of our entire episode's downloads. Just Anthony Hawk.
That one episode.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
Third episode.
I'm pretty sure most of those downloads are from Japan.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was.
I
kind of
can we look
at
the stats right now? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Is that easy to look up? Because I want to know what the total downloads were and where were they were
it's
from.
Funny, it's like a couple hundred. It's
it's like 3,000, isn't it?
No, it's more than that.
Our downloads are pretty abysmal. But
yeah, just preface there.
Preface there.
I mean, not this episode though. I'm just saying that one episode.
This one episode. Let me get.
Because I
here.
Thought like, last time I checked, I thought it was like 3,000.
It no.
Is it way more than that?
I think
now?
It's 10,000. And by the way, 000. this episode has spiked over time.
I think it's like 16,000.
Literally over.
Oh my yeah. God.
Literally over yeah. this summer.
I think it's 16,000 or something bonkers like that.
Literally over this summer, this episode got like
why
got
thousands more.
Got like thousands more.
Why?
Anthony Hawk.
Okay, hold on a second.
Wait,
hold
wait. But, okay, while you look, I want. What were we talking about in that episode?
It's easier for me to just.
Okay,
do it,
yeah, because okay. You're definitely on the computer. But what was the topic and stuff during?
So we were
that?
Talking about like Pro Skater coming back.
Were we?
What's yeah. The, so let's here's the description on this episode of Praise the Game. Andrew, Nick, and Pete give their first impressions of PSVR. That was when Andrew had gotten his VR.
Oh shit!
Headset. They also discuss release dates, the For Honor beta, Neo Fever. Skate 4, Tony Hawk, and Gaming
oh, wait,
Trends
no. Okay, what's
lost the time.
Okay, guesses on how many downloads.
I say it has 9,500.
I want to say it has 10,600.
Pete was closer. It's 8,471.
8,000 downloads, though.
And just for reference, and I don't care saying this because it's fine. It was our fourth episode. Our fourth episode, the episode after, has 265 downloads. Okay?
Okay.
We went from 8,471 to 265.
Well, you have to understand that episode has spiked over time. So we had like a year later, we suddenly got thousands more on it. A year later, we suddenly got hundreds more on it.
We had a good. There's some episodes that did pretty damn well here.
Yeah,
like our steamy summer game sales episode 20 did well
due to our standards. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that episode that was
what?
Just a weird.
What the fuck is up with that episode?
I don't know.
What happened?
I love that it's a meme.
I'm
I
just
love
gonna
that it's
stick
just...
with that. Those are totally legitimate downloads, man.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, whatever. What if they were? Like,
maybe
fuck?
We got
yeah,
big
I would
in
love
Japan.
To know,
for
I would
a
love
second.
To know like why.
Yeah, what was the reasoning?
I don't know, Nick. Do you have something else?
Pete, it actually has to do with a fairly recent episode. I wish I wrote down the episode number. It has to do with the. So, Pete, you don't normally make off-color jokes on the cast. You like to keep things PC, not as much as me and as Andy do. Oh,
yeah. Are you talking about the ribbed gloves?
Yeah. It is the funniest thing you've ever said, and I don't think you will get any funnier.
Yeah, ever.
I peaked?
That was it. The
and
ribbed
it also,
glove
it
moment
was, also,
was peaking.
It was also poking fun at Nick's situation, which is also out of character. Not only was it not PC and
are you
very,
saying I'm an asshole?
Yeah, but it was hilarious. And it's funny to be an asshole sometimes, and you were an asshole.
And it had to do with assholes.
Exactly.
It's the all-encompassing joke.
It's the all-encompassing joke about assholes. I love it.
Life is weird, man. I just had some three big things. I had the Minnesota trip.
I forgot we
got to
talk
then
about
I got a,
this.
Then I moved into a new place, so I haven't been playing anything.
And then you got a prostate
and then
exam.
I got a camera up my ass. Yep.
Wood.
While they shove it in, I was not expecting.
Wait,
that.
Pete, dude, whoa, dude, what are you?
Oh my God.
You know how, like, what are you envisioning?
Nick had anesthesia.
The surgeons back in the Civil War, they would just make you bite a piece of wood while you're chopping off your arm.
And Nick's on like a lower deck of a boat, like just strapped down.
Yeah,
very can you request what kind of lube they use?
Yeah,
like are you allowed to be like for his and her pleasure?
BYO,
BYO lube,
BYOL.
Can you, be like, dude? Can you wear ribbed gloves?
Oh no!
Pete, do you have any idea like how this exam works?
No, I've never had.
There's
to
no
have
hands in there, dude. It's a camera. It's just a
even
camera.
Even passing exams,
ribbed gloves.
Can you use a ribbed camera?
Ever said on this podcast?
Fuck kidding.
I also want to, while we're on the theme of like assholes and dinguses, like when we were talking about the PSVR and the PlayStation Dangus. You know, like the dingus that you get for the VR.
Yeah,
that was classic.
Oh, you just like the terminology.
All right, here's
what?
Here's where I want to go with this really quickly.
Okay.
I have good memories of guest episodes.
Yeah,
I love having guests on this podcast. I thought it was always so much fun. It added an element. One of my favorite things about having guests on this podcast was just to see how people reacted
to the shitty humor
to coming on a podcast.
Oh yeah,
it was very entertaining.
Social
to
experiment.
Me. Yeah, mm-hmm. And we had a bunch of people come on this podcast, man. I mean, it was hilarious every time. We always had like a ridiculous segment. One of my favorites was the episode Ollie was on.
Yeah.
So Ollie McDonough came on. And he was – was that the Large Father episode?
No, that Large Father was with
– Andrea and Sean.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Well, the Large Father episode, that sticks out to me. Because anything where we take – like that's why I love Anthony Hawk too. Anything where you take the name of something normal and you fuck it up is entertaining to me. That's like my entire language and sense of humor is ruining words and making English hard.
Grave, Large Father –
So Large Father, I just think, is just this like hysterical thing.
It's a concept. It's a life.
Like the Vicarious Granddad.
Like we have an episode called Mario Shart.
Yeah.
Like that's great. Waifu Wars 2K19.
What was that? What, like Tifa against somebody else? Like who was,
I don't know.
Who were the waifus
That
there?
Was Fire Emblem, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was Fire Emblem.
It had to have been.
How about like when we went to PAX and 2017? Was that the first year?
Yeah.
I saw
that
Cheesy.
Was awesome.
I saw Cheesy whole, Trump.
That whole trip lives in infamy.
Yeah, the whole trip lives in infamy.
I got super sick.
It's almost, such a shame we didn't get to do it again, but it was. I mean, we can do it on our own volition. I just
vomited.
The stars aligned on that one. Our friends who were making a game at the time, who were also guests on the podcast, Cody, Tom, and Steve, they were showcasing their game. Yeah. At PAX East, and it was just perfect because we had just started the podcast. They wanted promo help. We were going to go and play all the other games. I just love – when I think about the smell of that room too.
The body odor and
the gamer stench.
Just like – it didn't smell that bad. It just was like a weird conference. Like I loved being there.
It's funny thinking about what we played there in retrospect.
Nier Automata.
Nier Thong-ass Automata.
I played Splatoon.
Sonic Mania.
Nick played the Final Fantasy 15
DLC.
DLC.
Yeah.
What's it called? What's the game with the –
Nidhogg
2.
I played Arms.
Nidhogg 2, Arms. Mass Effect Andromeda, the multiplayer.
Well, that was because I was being hyped up. Remember when we walked in on the next day, the early, and we played the DLC to...
Morrowind.
Morrowind update.
That was great because that's one of my best memories because we got in second morning.
We're kids
we got
in the candy
early.
Store.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
and since we had the exhibitor pass, which was kind of bullshitty.
Whatever.
We were taking full advantage of it.
Yeah.
Which is what we should have done as like media people and like people who wanted to get into the industry, right?
Yeah.
Like you go there and you're like, I'm here, I'm setting something up. Like you just bullshit your way into PAXies. We're not there to like fuck anything up or be like crazy assholes. Yeah. We're there to just be fucking nerds.
Yeah. So we got there and it was an open floor because during the day at these types of conventions, it's like You can barely move. You're just crunching into rat bodies the entire day.
PAX East must – it's got to be a top three for me.
Yeah.
Like it has to be one of the best moments ever.
And don't forget the best meal you ate of your whole life.
The fucking green turkey leg.
The green turkey leg with the Mountain Dew.
I loved doing that episode too. Like, hold on. Let me find what
PAX East. I got it. Was it turkey legs and Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Mountain Dew Code Red, I think. I don't remember what we called it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember like
– Cheesy Trump. It was classic. That episode, it was episode 6, which came out March 19th.
Turkey Legs and Mountain Dew. March 19th, 2017.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
3 years ago.
What else
a couple
did we try there?
Like, games-wise?
Oh, so we played the Souls Hollow City DLC, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, that Bandai Namco booth thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where that was sick.
And you played
Little Nightmares.
Little Nightmares.
Yeah which I loved. I love that game. I reviewed that game. I like that shirt,
They gave us free shirts there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We were real game industry people for a little bit.
Yeah,
it was cool. I was taking notes. I was like, let me see this item. Let me get lore information on Dark Souls.
Yeah.
That was great. It was such a small part of the experience because it's like, here's a small Bandai Namco booth. But since Souls is such a core part of Praise the Game, it was like way up there.
Yeah, that was sick. I missed that. I think I was playing Little Nightmares when you guys did that.
Yeah.
Or something else. Yeah. We split up for a little
while. Because those lines were long.
They were. They were long.
Nick, did you play those or was that when you were doing the DLC from...
I played...
I think we all split up at that point.
I played the DLC alone, definitely, but I also did play the Dark Souls DLC.
Okay, good.
What episode was cool. Japanese Boys?
That was like 80-something.
I love... Oh, no, 60.
That was really that far back? Yeah, damn.
We had Japanese Boys Part 2. We had two Japanese Boys.
We did.
Which is the You Gambled.
That episode sticks out in your mind, Eddie?
Yeah, I don't, because it was fun to make the image for that one for me. It was just like this funny animation of a fucking Doge blimp and the boys.
I love that.
We launched our Discord on March 5th, 2018, which was pretty fun. I've really liked having the Discord this whole time.
Discord's been
putting some
awesome
trash in there. Our first You Gambled episode was episode 38.
Because
we didn't start that for a while.
That was a new segment, yeah.
Really only episode 38? Way later than that. That's crazy.
Nah. And,
That's crazy. I thought it was way later.
Nope. And let me see. So, y'all know Peach is?
Yeah.
Peach is the cougar.
Our one-hit wonder videos?
One-hit wonder videos?
Yeah, like the fact that we do one video and then
the series, yeah.
Yeah, you know all those series that we started and only did one episode of?
Celino and Bob.
That was actually classic. Hilarious.
That episode, that was so much fun to edit.
Yeah, let's go up to Celine. I'll set a marker.
Selena's in Barnes. Oh!
What just happened?
Selena and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-888.
I don't know if you guys remember the was it the second year we did a spooky stream? I don't remember. When we played streams. Slender.
Oh, that was
when
great.
We played Slender and we were in the church scene where the little boy corners you.
Oh! You can't touch that boy's toys.
Here we go.
Psych, motherfucker! Oh, you two just missed it!
Doing streams was so fun and so complicated. We'd always be like, all right, guys, tune in at 7 p.m. to watch the PTG stream. We'd have like two beers and try and set it up. And it'd be like, sorry.
Yeah. Remember the Def Jam? So we were gonna stream Def Jam Fight for New York. And it just never materialized.
No, Def Jam Vendetta. Def Jam Vendetta. And we were gonna try and get like
the
DMX.
Quest for DMX. That was gonna be the stream.
I edited a video and everything. And the stream just
we just couldn't get it up. But it was us like fucking around just like trying for
and
a while.
And then just stopped. And
that game like wasn't even good. It was
Def
hard.
Jam Vendetta. Yeah, it was hard.
We're getting our ass kicked. God. We needed Mikey, who was good at fighting games, to come and get past like the third fight.
That was like a low one
for us at a certain point.
Yeah,
but streaming was like a fun endeavor to do, man. I love how we did PTG plays at certain points. Like that was really fun. It was stressful because it was another job. I'd come home from work and I would just start streaming.
Yeah.
And our first PTG plays was very early on. It was Resident Evil 7.
Yeah.
I did it from my PlayStation. With a PlayStation camera into my HyperCloud microphone. Mm-hmm. And it was just janky.
Nick, talk about jank. Nick did The Last Guardian.
Yep, that was super janky.
Well, that because the game was actually janky.
The game was actually janky.
That was fun to watch, though.
I did Night in the Woods.
Which became one of Pete's favorite games.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite games. I was like crying at the end almost. And what else did we play?
Shout out to the classes. I think that was the last one. Luigi's Mansion. I did Luigi's Mansion.
We streamed. We did a launch stream for Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter World.
That was great.
Yeah, that was a good time.
And there was one. What was the other
spooky stream? PT.
So we did PT. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was last year.
I think so.
No.
We did 2018 PT first, October. And then we did I think Slender the Arrival next.
Slender the Arrival was awesome. I loved doing that. And the video I edited for that was really fun, too.
Yeah.
Because I kind of like abbreviated parts.
Yeah, of course.
And so, you know.
I think one of their... when we got Mordhau.
Oh, yeah.
I crunched them. And I keep on crunching them.
Don't worry.
Oh. That guy got... He's still alive. Never mind. I crunched this. I crunched his body. I keep on crunching him.
Yeah, that game's sick.
Making highlight videos is always a good time because, like, sometimes we're pretty good at video games, and the other times we're horrible at them.
I'm mostly
trash. Fun to make.
Yeah, our Painful Elimination series.
I just rewatched all of them.
The first one with I think you were playing PUBG. You had a sick snipe.
Yeah. This dude's shooting at me. I'm in the middle of a field trying to cross this away from school to go in towards apartments on Erengal, and I just hear a gun shooting at me. I lay down, turn right, just decapitate this guy. Yeah. Like, immediately. He should have killed me.
It's Kenny Blankenship's most painful eliminations of the day.
Oh, Where at?
Oh, and there he goes. Snapping his spine.
That series, I want to toot my own horn, but I will. That was such a fun series. Like, yeah, painful that, eliminations, and just like a 5-10 second highlight from a game was like
that
just
was,
so fun.
Yeah, see, that was a sweet spot when we actually had time to like dedicate
make content
to making content.
Yeah, yeah, and then we did the Kurox, which was great.
Yeah, the Kurox, the it's beautiful. The Indiana Jones where they open up the Ark of the Covenant and the Kakarots come. Sorry, that's the Kakarots. And the, what are they even called?
Kurox.
The Kurox
yeah,
come
fun.
Out.
Yeah,
ha ha. Yeah, ha ha.
Marion, don't look at it. Shut your eyes, Marion. Don't look at it no matter what happens.
Such a different time in my life, too, considering, like, where my career and everything was.
Yeah.
I had so much more time.
Yeah, I was at a completely different time, too. I was, like, in the early phases of grad school, I was fledgling with a part-time position at my first job at the library.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, man. I had so much more time to do the content that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Which was great, but also I wasn't going anywhere. And I was like, all right, I need to, like, focus on my life.
Yeah.
And here we are.
So it's
ending the podcast.
it's been fun, but we're good for now.
Yeah, it's been fun, but we're good for now. Any other moments stick out?
Damn, I can't think.
I'm gonna remember like 75 more moments after we end.
The only other one I had written down was even from a more even recent episode than the Rib Glove one was. We were talking about. Mid-console generation, like, upgrades.
Yeah.
And you were like, and he was like, I'm not to play devil's advocate here, Nick, but, like, what about the patches they had for the mid-generations, like, to the 4K texture packs? Mm-hmm. And you had this really deep, and it was a good point, and we were listening to it. Pete was zoning out, not giving a fuck about the conversation.
And then
immediately, wait, but Nick, what about the mid-generation patch updates? Like, we both like stopped, like, Pete, are you fucking serious?
It's like, but that's, like, the theme of the world.
I know! Like,
all right, so I know what I'm going to say for story time. I had to call Nick.
Say what today?
So are we moving on from the topic of the day?
Well, are we gonna talk about story time though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, tell me a story.
Story time.
All right. Listen. So nostalgia aside, here's the deal. I've always been fucking Pete up on this podcast. I've always been flipping tables. I've always been getting angry. That's the way brothers are. We do this way. But today was. Ridiculous. I got picked up from the train station by Pete, and I had to call Nick to tell him what
I was so caught off guard.
Because I was just like, I need someone else to know what I just experienced. We get in the car, and we're just talking about some stuff, and Pete just goes to me, wait, yeah, you haven't even been to Nick's apartment yet. I've been to Nick's apartment like at least four times now. Not only that, but I've been there with you essentially every time. We've played video games together
My
there.
My defense is you were inconspicuous, bro.
He said I didn't have that part. He said you were listen, in my defense, you were inconspicuous. Like I don't remember you there. And you know what I said to him?
You weren't
memorable enough. I said, Pete, what do you want me to do? Hey, Pete, subconscious, remember me, I'm here. Like, do I need to announce myself so you can remember me permanently? Like, what the fuck do I need to do for you to remember?
I don't know. We did the the ghost ship playthrough.
Yeah.
You're handing off the controllers.
He was there for that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. We never finished that playthrough.
There's no excuse.
So not only that, he follows
here's
it up.
Here's the thing, though. Whenever Andrew comes to hang out, he just, like, melts into the couch after 11 o'clock and becomes a slug. It's like a real-life slug.
He's trying to put this on me now, but I'm about to end you. He comes... So after I am blown away by this comment, he follows up with an earth-shattering second thing to say.
Okay.
He goes...
Earth-shattering.
I recently lent my gaming laptop to our friend Mike. Mike, you know, who we talk about on this podcast. Our number one guest. And he fucking
in number of being on the podcast.
Pete goes, oh, so we should do it at Nick's because, like, now that Mikey has the laptop, it's complicated, right? I go, Pete, I've been recording this on my MacBook in Logic Pro since the first day of doing this podcast 3 years ago. Why did you think my gaming laptop was ever involved in this process? And he goes, oh, but Nick has Logic too, right? Nick has never had a Mac. The point of this story time is just so that the listeners just understand how far Pete has fallen and how devolved he's become. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. They needed to know, Pete. All right. I can't let you get away with your behavior.
I accept it. I'm done.
I'm done. And you know what?
This town's finished.
There was another follow up funny thing he said to me. He goes, listen, man, it's not like, because I kept shitting on him. And he goes, listen, man, it's not like I get away with doing this sort of thing, like at work. Like, I'm never just like forgetting stuff like that. I go to work and I do a good job. And then sometimes I'm allowed to have a little bit of, like, I'm allowed to be an idiot sometimes out of work. Like, I get stupid. I'm like, I just sat there for a second. I was like,
I'm stupid around Andrew sometimes.
What does that mean? Like, you're allowed to be dumb?
It's the weekend. That's my excuse.
But you work on the weekends.
Not as much anymore, thankfully.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
You're a bonkers person.
Okay. So on a positive note, I want to thank anyone who's ever given feedback to the podcast.
All jokes aside, it's a little heartfelt moment here.
Yeah, we got a really nice email this week by Jack. He sends us an email saying, like, hey, like, I've been catching up with all of your episodes and I'm a new listener.
Read this out. This shit's sick.
You read it.
All right, I want
to
read it.
You read it to us.
This is what this. Excuse me.
You're yawning.
We've been podcasting for 3 years, man. I mean, for 3 hours and 3 years.
Yeah. Codcasting.
Listen,
scrodcasting.
So we got a bit of listener feedback, which to me, I got this. I was out when I read this, and I was like, it like pulled at my heartstrings. I was like, man, we're about to end the podcast, and we get this sweet ass note. So this person, Jackie K, wrote into the podcast on Fireside and was like, hey guys, I found your podcast through Google Play. I'm going through all your previous catalog, and I'm really digging it. It's too bad I'm late to the party, though, seeing as the next episode is your last one. So before you close up shop, I just want to say you guys rock. I like the banter between you all and the approach to subjects, and games is fun and casual and not trying to shill an agenda or politics. Anyways, I'm a fan. Good luck with the break and all. Stay trashy.
Yeah.
That's
very nice.
That's all we could ask for.
That's like...
Right?
Ouch.
Right?
Yeah.
It makes me... I want to cry now because, like... That's so nice.
It is.
That's so nice. Thank you for listening.
I want it to be known, like, this isn't completely the end for PTG. We're taking
a break.
Well,
that's why we call it a hiatus. We don't know. The future is uncertain.
Yes.
You don't ever want to just say, I'm done. We say,
We're good for now.
We're good for now.
Exactly. So on that note, are we finally done?
I don't know. It feels weird because we're like at like this is like the final moments of things. Well,
so what should we talk? What do we do? We talk about cereal?
It's about
actually we're not there yet. We got to talk. Wait, here we go.
Oh, about our handles.
We have to talk about our handles. So as we previously said, fuck Facebook. We're gonna maybe do a ceremonial undoing of it.
Yeah, I have to just like put it like open the webpage and then smash my computer. Right?
And we said, we said it last time, but we're still going to keep the PTG Twitter and Instagram going, and you know, our personal accounts and everything like that. Like, we might not post for a while. We don't know yet, but it's all going to exist. You can listen to our podcast. We're going to pay for it. Everyone can chill. It's on Fireside.
Yep.
Same with the website.
The Discord is going to continue.
The Discord is going to continue too, just because it's also a good place for all of our friends to hang out.
Yeah.
So if you want to join that, please do. Our Twitter handle is @PTG_podcast. Our Instagram handle is @PTG_podcast. And then we have our individual handles, which I use it as my primary Twitter account.
Yeah.
So, you can still just listen to it, like check us out there. I'm not going to change anything about it. I don't tweet that much, but I tweet about games every now and again. Nick, you talk about the Islanders. We talk about sports. We talk about getting angry about certain things. Mostly it's just us getting pissed.
Yeah. All of my tweets are very angry.
So @PTG_Andy or _Nico or _Pete is where you can see us on Twitter.
smash that like button, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, send news.
Please.
But put send listener reviews if you can put in.
Yeah.
It would be very interesting if we can get yet another few thousand downloads on the Anthony Hawkins.
Yeah, it would also
I want to check next year.
Exactly. It would also be nice if, like, we got, like, at least one of you to say, like, hey, I listened to your last episode. Thanks. Or, like, I listened to it. So if you're listening, if you made it this far and you actually listened to this whole episode, let us know. We always end it with these handles. Yeah. Or do something. Just email us. Just you know,
thanks,
carrier
Richie.
Pigeon us.
Screamail us.
We love you, Richie.
Yeah, he texted me. He said, "Oh shit, the boys. Thanks. Gonna miss the cast so much.
Thanks for listening to the podcast and being
thanks
a homie.
For everything.
We love you, Richie." He was our last guest.
Yeah, he was,
Richie.
So
I guess that's it, right?
Yeah. Do we want to discuss cereals?
I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is in order. Yeah. I think the goal for the rest of the evening would be to consume alcohol and then maybe some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So let's go to Stop and Shop.
Can I pour Cinnamon Toast Crunch into alcohol?
Yes. Is that what you want to do? You're on keto.
No,
that's
I'm
like
not
the
doing
opposite
it. I'm not
of
doing
everything.
Any of that.
That sounds horrible. Oh, my God.
Oh, I do. Alit, I wanted to thank you.
Oh, right. All right.
So Nick's girlfriend, Allison, this is the sweetest thing ever. She got us a ceremonial DualShock 4 custom painted by someone in England.
Yeah.
This thing is okay. Like it's going to go on social cuz it's awesome. But it's a DualShock 4 painted in the PTG colors and triangular thing that I made a long time ago.
The original scheme.
And in the font on the back says Praise the Game. It's hand painted. It's so
yes.
nice. And we shouldn't use it because my sweaty hands playing Sekiro or something
and
are going to ruin it.
Yeah.
My rat hands.
So we'll probably let's frame it. Let's fucking frame it. Like, let's go in, you know? I'll pay for it. I don't care. The only issue with framing it is that you don't get to see. Like,
so,
should we do
I get
it,
on the weekends. Nick gets it.
Or it should be a glass thing that sits in the middle. Yeah. It should be one of those, like, middle things that sits there.
We could trade on the back.
We could trade where it goes. Or, Nick, you could bring it to your parents, your original bedroom in your parents' house, and it could stay there.
Oh, my God.
As a memorial.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
It is kind of cool. As, like, the original place where it started.
Yeah.
We can make a time capsule and bury it in the yard.
No. We're keeping it.
What the fuck?
She literally just bought it for us.
Dude.
I know.
I guess that's the podcast. Cinnamon
I guess
Toast Crunch?
That's the podcast.
That's it for now, right?
That's all, folks.
Thank you.
Subscribe.
Goodbye. For now. See you later.
I'm not sure. What? Applejacks.
I can't see anything. Fuck off.